Come on down. You're the next listener of the Corey and Joel Radio Show.
Here we go, everybody. Welcome to the show. Show 216 is what this one is. Welcome.
Holy mackerel, 216.
To all of our fans. Yes, we've made it that far. We barely talked about our four-year anniversary. We really didn't celebrate that anyway.
This is approximately 5 days, 237 hours, and 14.792 microns.
I'm sure he will give us the real update.
Okay.
But welcome back to the show, everybody.
The show that never ends, apparently.
Well, I didn't think we should celebrate 4 years because we did 200. We did a big show for 200.
What a show that was.
Yeah, so we're just...
going to be something similar tonight.
Yeah, I think this is going to be one of those, too. But this is a little yeah, yeah, yeah. So listen to this. From It's Blitz. That's their new album. So listen to that if you like it.
They're sounding a little even softer than they have.
This album is generally softer, but...
This sounds Thompson Twins or some stuff.
All right. Enough of that. We got a great show for you tonight. In fact, our guests are... we call our guests returning guests?
Well, I guess, they've made an appearance.
Well,
yeah.
we teased it, was it last week, when we talked about, you know, what went on at the live shows at the Comedy Festival?
Yeah.
Our show was invaded. It was taken over. It was hijacked, in a sense.
Yes, absolutely. We were carjacked.
It was. It was a hostile takeover.
I kind of think of it like the Six-Day War.
They just came and
they
went.
They came and took the Golan Heights.
Well.
right into the Sinai.
Okay.
And, you know, it's very appropriate.
Well, we decided, you can hear the gum in the background. Listen to her. Work it, girl. What an intro to the internet radio audience you just gave there. Well, you heard them on, of course, our show from the Comedy Castle, and they're back. It's Jody and Jamie, everybody.
Woo!
Hi, Jody and Jamie.
Give it up for Jody and Jamie. Yeah.
There they are, everybody. They made it to their studio debut.
Crackling with electricity, these two. Wow.
Now, we'll get into what they're up to, because I don't really even know exactly how to, like, describe these girls, aside from, I mean, you can physically describe them.
I would call them burgeoning internet legends. That's what I would call them.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. Would you accept that as a description?
What are the other options?
Well, I don't know. Well, I mean, I
yappy bitches. All right.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Well, Jody and Jamie, now, when they were on our show just kind of yelling and screaming, I don't even really know what the point of that was. You guys just wanted to be on the radio, right? You saw... guys doing a show.
They saw microphones
and they said we should go just yell into those.
If there's microphones, we're in.
So that was the idea. You just said we're gonna randomly
now
yell
here in the studio, they clam up.
No. They're gonna talk plenty.
You told us not to talk.
Yeah, we did tell them not to talk.
Well, let's introduce you. Let's enjoy this.
We're waiting for our grand intro. We're gonna sit here and we're gonna
enjoy
very quiet.
Let's enjoy a sensible radio show for about the next 10 seconds. Okay.
Exactly.
I wanna say, because here's the other thing, Jody and Jamie, now after that show. They told me that they are making films for YouTube. They're doing improv classes. They did a whole little show for us, I guess you would call it, in the lobby or the bar at the Comedy Castle that night.
Yeah, that was a really
You guys did
great
a whole
show.
Like song and dance performance.
One of our greatest shows.
And then you've performed a couple times at Club Bart since then.
Yeah. We sure did.
And they do a kind of a sketch deal. I don't know how to describe it exactly.
Jody, how would you describe this?
Multi-platform.
Describe.
That's what they are. They're multi-platform.
Well, Jamie and I like to call it a variety show.
A variety show, okay.
To some people, they get scared. Others get excited.
Okay, well, I was intrigued when
others
I saw it.
Others get a little horny, I'm not going to lie.
Really?
Yeah,
well,
because of some of the content.
Sure. Well, yeah. Well, we might hear some of that tonight. You think there's a chance of that?
Definitely.
Chance.
If we ever wake up, we're half asleep.
Okay. Well, wake up, please. This is the time
to
be awake.
I gotta put my contacts in now.
But these are girls.
Come on, it's showtime.
Yeah.
Oh.
Step down and get relaxed.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, listen, girls. You guys. Now, you guys are out of college, right? Or did you guys graduate from Michigan State? Or did you just? Did
we graduated, and
did you?
If you ask what we're up to now, I don't really have a good answer.
Well, that's
good call. Good call.
My answer now would be, I'm sorry.
Well, I'm just trying to give people a little background on you guys and see where you're at, because you know when you're trying to start a career in show business, And Corey and I can tell you this.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, it's
fine.
This
might be a little scary for the listeners out there and for you guys, but I am a certified teacher.
You are a certified teacher. Okay.
Really? Very
scary. Please, yeah, we will not give your last name so anyone can hold that against you.
And this might be
I
a little...
I wouldn't mind them holding it against
really?
Me.
Really? You don't want
to
be...
They already hate me anyway, so it shouldn't be a problem.
This might be a little scarier, but I'm not certified, and I teach.
Yeah, Jody...
That's scarier.
What, do you just walk into a classroom and like, all right, shut up, bitches. Here's how it's going to be.
Once again, I'm sorry.
Jody.
You just pull some chalk out of your purse. And
Jody
you just,
teaches at a private school, right? You were yeah. a substitute.
She uses sidewalk chalk, though.
Yeah.
You do. See? Sidewalk chalk from my chalkboard in my basement from when I was five.
Okay. So that's
only criteria.
So that's what these girls are up to. So you can see they need a show business
you
career.
You draw a wagon and the sun and some flowers for them. And then
maybe
you
put a smiley face on all
three. Is this a high school? What grades?
It's a private school.
Yeah? What grades?
Various grades. I'll teach any grades.
Yeah. I will not teach middle school, actually, because...
It's a good call. That's a good call.
I had a serious problem with kids who've been a lot taller than me, and...
Yeah.
In the fifth grade, too.
Yeah, you're not a... How tall are you, really?
I lie about that, generally, so I would say...
We'll measure you. I'm not fucking around.
If
tell
you measure
me,
I'll leave.
I'll absolutely measure.
I'm 4'8".
It actually is taller. 4'8". Believe it or not.
No, she's close to 5 feet.
I wouldn't mind
not.
To guess. I am.
Are you 5 feet or are you just under?
I generally say 5 feet.
5 feet. Okay, we'll go with that.
It's
that's
a
good.
Lie, but.
These, is she wearing, are you heels? What do you got there?
She's got some
I have some wedge.
Thick wedges.
You have a wedge?
Yeah. With the fur.
I have a wedgie.
Okay, that's fine.
Mahayo.
A middle schooler told me that I was actually 12 years old and not actually 25.
Yeah, well.
That
the
was
kids,
the last time I
kids can be mean like that.
That.
And how they
Very
pick
rude.
On the teacher.
Picked on me.
They call her camel toe.
They didn't call you that.
I can't
did they call
this.
You that?
Yeah, they called me a camel toe.
Oh, those
little
awful kids.
Bastards.
I don't
those
want
horrible
to see them
children.
Ever again.
Well, anyway, so you guys are trying to get a career going in show business.
Yeah, we're retired from school teaching
okay,
at
well,
point.
That's fine. And I hope you can do that. I hope yeah. when that happens.
Maybe we should have given him a better intro. You know, like,
why don't you start
at
over?
Point guard, 4'8", from the University of Michigan State. Oh, wait,
that would be a lie, though, because I'm taller.
Okay.
And Jody is a full-sized woman.
Well,
right?
Jody's a redhead.
No, but I mean, you're not.
Excuse me?
No, you're. How do you describe Jody? Let me take that
full
back.
Full-sized.
And you're gonna diet.
No, Jody is.
At least you're full-sized.
Jody's taller. Jamie is the more petite.
I need to tell
you're
you
tiny.
Something.
You're like a little pocket size.
I'm a full-grown woman.
I convinced
woman.
Jody to think that she's actually tall. She's only 5'5".
Oh, are you? Okay,
yeah,
but
it's
I was gonna say. That, but that's a good height. 5'5" is
five
more
five
of a
dream.
You know, commonly people confuse Joel and I, and I, you
sure.
know, we always tell them, Joel's the fat, obnoxious jerk. I'm the fat, bald jerk.
Oh.
So,
yeah.
you know.
Baldy. Your head is bald.
Right,
it is hairless. It is shiny. It is reflective, yeah. like a mirror.
Yeah, okay.
That's like clip art.
Right, but you guys have a whole R2-D2 C-3PO thing going
They
kind of
do. Yeah, that's
nice.
A good way to describe
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it really is.
It's, would you call it a Laurel and Hardy or something?
Well, yeah.
Abbott and Costello?
I would, the problem is...
How would you guys describe
the
it?
The problem is any reference from the 20th, you know, from the 20th... There's a, you got to like go back to Barney Google.
Not a lot of comedy yeah, teams anymore.
Yeah, no.
What kind of comedy team
You're
are we,
the Paris
Jody?
And Nicole of
We're
comedy.
Like, Ellen DeGeneres and Ellen DeGeneres.
Well, wow. You're Ellen and I'm DeGeneres.
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
she's a nice girl.
That's a good way to describe it. But I like these girls. I find you guys engaging. And the few times we've hung out outside
so
of
which
the
which one's the butch? That's what I want to know.
Which one's
you're
the
both,
butch? No.
Both.
You're both
no, they're
Ellen.
Both, they're both, no. No one's butch. That's the thing. That's
butch.
Why they're not Ellen.
What do you think we are? We're butchers.
You're not butch. You're pretty.
You said you were both oh. Ellen.
Look at your nails are done. Look at your hair. Look at everything.
See, I'm thinking.
I know, Jamie. Hello.
Well, they're a little jacked up. But
Jamie's a little bit
cute.
Jamie's a little bit more Porsche. She's a little bit more
Porsche
De
Rossi.
Yeah,
oh
yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's a little more Porsche.
A
in
little
this
bit more portion size.
Yeah, she's a you know
bite size.
No, but these girls aren't lesbians or anything. Don't get that. I don't know. They're describing themselves as Ellen, but I don't see
oh,
that.
Her humor.
That.
Yeah,
her humor. Well, let's hope you're funnier.
They
than.
Do a lot of dancing. And,
yeah, we do a lot of dancing.
Yeah,
there's a cooking segment.
Dance.
So, anyway. I want to thank Jody and Jamie for being on the show, and it's good to have
We're
you
done?
Here. No.
We're
no,
done
no.
for. I'm sorry.
But but I want to know, why don't you tell everybody, I know you have big plans coming up even in the next week to make, because you've done Club Bart, you're on our show now. You have many YouTube clips that I've seen and that are entertaining, and you are doing what soon? What is the next step for you guys? I've heard about it, but tell our listeners where you're going, what you're doing.
I'm pretty sure this is what you're referring to.
Yes.
But we are going to L.A.
Oh.
Hoping to... Was that not what you were...
No, absolutely. Okay. Go ahead.
Hoping to make it big. And actually, I need to tell you something. Secret.
Oh.
Very nervous about the plane ride.
Really?
I've already made a psychiatrist appointment for the day of.
Really? Yeah. For the plane ride?
Really?
Yeah. I have serious issues.
Have you been on planes before?
I have, but this is the most terrified I've been.
What? You're just terrified now?
Yeah, this is like usually not as bad, but this time...
Is this... why? Is there some reason this time?
Because you could die?
Is it because it's a longer flight maybe or something?
No, because the last one was pretty long. This one, I think, probably because it might crash.
Well, they all might crash, but statistically speaking, they don't. So it's like...
You know. Call me a wackadoo.
Oh, stop it, Corey.
No, come on. I've made that flight many, many times.
Yeah, Corey's been to LA a lot.
I wouldn't mind some reassurance.
Well, planes generally don't crash, so...
Generally, that doesn't help.
Exactly. Well,
I told her if they crash, like, you're probably not going to know about it anyway, so...
I mean, look, some people just can't fly.
Nervous.
I mean, there are people...
She's getting scared.
There are people who are, like, too nervous to fly. Do you fly frequently or not really?
No.
See, that will probably help you then to fly, you know, maybe...
Trying to face my fear.
Probably help you to increase your risks of death and fly more.
What airline are you flying?
Spirit.
Oh, well, then, you know what? You have every
right... Yeah, you know what? Yeah, kiss your ass goodbye.
Why?
No, it's a budget airline, but they're just as safe, Corey.
I'm actually flying the airlines that was that Miracle flight, which I don't know if it's...
I wouldn't mind being on a Miracle flight.
Well,
I don't know what that means.
There's no.
I wouldn't fly Spirit to Toledo at this point, but that's just me.
No, Spirit's fine.
Because Spirit sucks a monkey dog.
Okay,
Spirit
fine.
Is a horrible airline.
They're fine.
How can one airline
fine.
Suck? It's like saying that.
No, because they're cheap. They're like a discount.
But they have
the seats are uncomfortable.
But they have a really good slogan. Spirit Airlines.
Wow.
Spirit is fine. The plane's not going to crash. You're going to be just fine.
I would base it on the slogan.
No,
I did.
There's nothing
it
to
on
do
that.
With the slogan.
No, I would face it on. You're going to be stuck between two fat guys. You're going to be in the.
That's the problem.
Going to be in the middle seat.
She would like.
Oh, I don't care about that. I prefer that.
She prefers being stuck between
well,
two fat guys.
Well, this is be your.
Well,
dream
congratulations,
right
folks.
No,
so.
No. The problem with Spirit is that the seats might be a little smaller,
don't
but
care.
She's 5 feet tall.
That's
I mean,
why I want
need?
That airline.
Well, good
Hello.
For you. I think you're doing the right thing, Jamie. I like.
Thank you.
So you got, but you're going out to L.A. to perform, right? I mean, that's the idea.
Well. Yeah, we're going to try to get in on open mic night at the Comedy Store. We're
okay.
Gonna see. We don't know for sure, but...
Well, what you got to do is go there at about 10 a.m. and sit outside and wilt in the sun.
There's a lot of those open mics in L.A. where you stand out all day and they draw a name out of a hat.
No. This is
You got
real.
It set up. You got a connection.
I got a connection.
Yeah. Look at that. See, these girls got connections.
Because look at this.
Not that many,
you
so if anyone has any, we'll take
well,
it.
Well, listen, I can...
You ever played the Comedy Store, Joel?
No. I've never played the Comedy
Store. Yeah, exactly.
See? Here's the problem. We don't have a bit.
I don't have a...
Well, that makes you like a lot of comedians in L.A.,
yeah.
So it's fine.
Look, I think here's the thing. I say you do the Comedy Store. If it doesn't go well,
we're done.
I think you guys go
then
right.
We quit.
I think you guys go right to the Valley and hang outside the 7-Eleven, and some guy will find you and put you in a movie that night. That's my feeling, right, Corey?
Chills.
Yeah, it can happen.
You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Sure, absolutely.
You've seen those
girls. What you do? And a lot of people go. They think the action's in Hollywood. They think the action is, you know, Hollywood and Highland, where the Kodak Theater is. No.
Right.
What you want to do is you want to take the 405 up to. Let's say the Valley.
Yeah.
And what you want to do is get off on Melrose Avenue and just head all the way out to the Valley.
I'm taking notes right now.
Ventura.
Yeah, do that.
Isn't 405 a cleaner?
No, it's a freeway.
It's a freeway.
I'm taking notes. Spray.
You want to go to 409.
Oh, got it.
Ventura.
Ventura, yeah.
Ventura is your boulevard,
hang
ladies.
Outside
yeah.
What? The tanning
forget,
salon
no, forget,
or something?
Forget Sunset,
Ace
Hollywood
Ventura.
Boulevard. Yeah.
Where do these guys scout for chicks? That's what I'm saying.
Where do they get scout for chicks?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, there's a couple places actually by City of Industry. That's where the strip club is.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. Can you guys go there?
What
you, know what
you know, you just look. Here's what you do: just hang around LAX and just start. Wait till TMZ comes.
Go
by.
To the bus terminal. That's where guys are looking for chicks, right?
No, but see,
you can get discovered at the bus.
Have
terminal.
You ever watched TMZ?
Oh, I love.
All
TMZ.
They do is
obsessed.
they sit there at LAX and they just like videotape
it.
People.
Yeah, if you guys like fall down in the middle
do
of the street, yeah,
silly at LAX.
You're right.
Oh, you're right, LAX.
Just outside
or
of,
Runyon Canyon.
Outside of some club, right? I don't know.
We
what
can hike until
is.
We pass out because there's a lot
we
of
can
people.
Pass out. We can flash someone. We can do anything.
Right. Sure,
fall down,
sure. That's
anything.
That.
the options are endless.
Wow. Well,
you go hang outside the Ivy, and you make a big noise.
And make a big scene. And
Mr. Chow's.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. Now you're thinking, see?
Ketchup, got it.
Ketchup's kind of lame, but...
I've seen these girls in action. They're very... They get people's attention. Mm-hmm. I was outside a restaurant with them last week, and they were making a big scene.
Well, that's what
there's no cameras in Detroit, unfortunately.
No, stand out. You're right. Go stand out in front of the Ivy or Ketchup or one of these places and just make some noise.
Uh-huh.
Just do the strip. Just walk up and
absolutely.
Down.
Yeah. That's my advice. If the whole comedy thing doesn't work out.
Mm-hmm. So, Jody, are you writing this down?
Yeah, I have a notebook. It's wide rule.
Okay, great. And do you have a trapper keeper?
I have two trapper keepers, even though they were banned.
Actually, I know a guy who runs a warehouse in Long Beach.
Perfect.
Vito.
We're in.
He might need some girls to run the high-low.
We'll take it.
Could be a good gig for
you. Well, you girls, I wish you luck with that.
Your plan is you're just going to go out there and just... You say you have a connection.
And we're going to make it big. It's
big.
Are you aware that you need talent to make some kind of impression in show business?
Oh,
you
no. We didn't
Jamie,
know.
Write that down.
I'm writing that down.
Thank
need
you. Take
talent.
Did you ever hear that? You don't have an act, though. You're going to go out there and
we have
not,
some stuff in our back pocket.
Some stuff in your repertoire.
Yeah,
well, they've done.
No, I've seen your performances.
I'll tell you what we have. We went to Nordstrom the other day, and we bought Converse matching shoes.
Oh, well, shit.
And we think
call ICM right now.
I saw the matching shoes.
Yeah.
That's all you
they
need.
They were good.
The outfit. It was good.
On skinny jeans or leggings. You put the matching shoes on, you're a comedian. That's it. You're done.
It's part of our act. So.
Corey always wears
Call Ari Emanuel right now. See if we can get him booked.
No, I just think that you guys, Corey is right in that. And you guys have done an act that I've seen anyway. Several times, but is that you don't want to do that one? Maybe is that what you're thinking?
We're a little bit nervous.
We like it. I don't know what other people think.
Oh, well,
now, can you bring a shower?
So, what do you think?
Can you bring a shower with you?
You're
gonna be in the smaller room at the Comedy Store. I've seen an internet video.
No clue
you
what
girls. Now you were talking about Ellen.
Yeah, our bathroom video.
Yes, tell us about the bathroom video.
You know, we actually really want to get that video shown on the show, but we might have submitted it too late, which we're upset about. So we don't know.
That's true.
There's a video that you can see on YouTube of them in a bathroom with a birthday cake, and there's some guy playing the guitar, and they're rubbing the birthday cake.
There's a guy on the toilet
wearing
his shorts.
He's taking a shit.
Oh, he's taking a shit.
But he's wearing his shorts. And I'm like,
yeah.
Now, does he have like
a... You don't do that?
Does he have like a pull away?
Well, he's got some personal problems.
Is it like 1890s pajamas with like buttons in the back?
Yeah.
It's a skate patch.
He's got a flap. Yeah. Well, how does it? Yeah.
It's his footsie pajamas.
Yeah.
So he just unbuttoned the flap, and we actually decided to throw him a surprise party while he was taking a shit.
Oh.
We spent a lot of money at Walmart
decorate
that shower.
$3 each, I think.
Yeah.
And we hid in the shower. We decorated it with balloons and a banner, and then we yelled surprise.
Even those blowers.
We actually scared
like,
the shit out of
they
him.
They made a sound like,
woo! Yeah.
All right, so you have to go see this video, but that's just one of the things.
You were wearing like cherries on your head.
We were dressed as ice cream.
Cherry
cones.
Loofahs.
I forgot to mention that.
Cherry loofahs.
Yeah. Right, well, people can go
we
watch that.
Dressed as loofahs.
But they can't do that on stage, so that's out.
Why
you
not?
Got it because you can't do that. You don't have the props.
Not?
It's too much props.
Actually,
you can come in a towel.
Why don't we? Why don't we come in towels and cherries on our heads?
Then you're gonna get in.
Exactly.
You're right.
Come on.
But check out the video, jodybeals.com.
Yeah, Jody's got a link to that on her website.
J-O-D-I-B-E-A-L-S.
I'll put a website. There'll be a link on CoreyJoelRadio.com.
Are you doing the Comcast thing?
You can stop singing it.
I wouldn't mind repeating it.
Okay.
Go ahead. Sing it one more time.
No, please don't.
J is in Jennifer.
Oh, God.
But that is not my name. O is in odd. It sounds just the same.
G is in doggy.
I as an igloo.
I as an eyeball. That's a lie. I'm sorry.
B as in bees.
Why did we do a video podcast? This works better visually, I think. I think.
No, let him run. I'm
you
listening.
Think so?
Yeah, let him roll. I want to hear where this
Jamie,
goes.
Jamie, we are at the B.
Yeah, you're at the B. Let's
B
what
as
happens
in
at the
bulletproof.
B as in egg roll for Chinese effect.
A as in apple because I'm a teacher.
I forgot the
Ron
next.
L. I knew you forgot.
Oh, hello. L is in love
because
I love
this.
You so much.
Well, S as in
snake.
.com. C-O-M. Jody, take it away.
As in comedy.
G as in good. M is in male.
Wait, that's not what it's at. No, it's .com.
No, that's my email address. I was giving
you
both.
You want them to email you now?
Yep.
No, you don't want that. Just let them go to the website.
Okay.
Listen. So that's the plan, to go to L.A., but you're not staying for like you're going to L.A. and you're going to stay there. You're going for like a trip. And
if we make
vacation.
It big, we'll probably stay. We're not sure, though.
No, but I mean, how long do you plan on staying? You have a return ticket.
Until we get tired.
Yeah. We'll probably
give out.
Just wear ourselves out. We'll give out at some point, and then we'll be
so
done for
it. So when are you going?
What?
When are you going?
I'm going Thursday. Jody's going
Sunday.
Okay,
yeah. So next Tuesday.
They'll be back Tuesday evening.
Wait, are you right?
No, I don't know when you're coming back. Right. You're claiming you're going
to
stay out there.
12th to the 20th.
Only if we
so
make
you
it
gotta,
big.
You got a span.
We have an eight-day run.
Potentially work in a couple of different nights there.
Yeah, we're going to check out some acting schools there for futuristic plans.
Also, we'll be going to
San Diego.
My Spanish friend
Santiago
from class.
Will be coming. And we're going to go to the zoo, actually, which we did stop by on the way here.
Yeah, we stopped by the zoo on the way here. You know, people are at the bars in Royal Oak, and there's lions like a mile away. That is not
it's
normal.
It's not normal. Lions and tigers, penguins,
bears.
I grew up in Huntington Woods, and on summer nights, I was like riding my bike, I could actually hear the elephants sometimes.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
You can't hear them anymore.
It might have been me and Jody.
Because there aren't any elephants at the Detroit Zoo anymore.
Well, I know, but back then you could. Like on a really warm summer night.
We have a lousy zoo. You guys should go here. Yeah.
Really creepy.
Like, we're sitting here, and there's like a lot.
There's penguins swimming in a tank.
Potentially, yeah. a mile and a half away.
There's snakes.
Oh my God, there's penguins in a tank, Joel!
Please.
What will we do?
There's penguins in a tank.
Joel, look at what
Holy
that did to
shit.
Audacity.
Oh, no.
Look at the sound wave.
We froze the sound wave.
I think they destroyed the board.
We were doing anything we could to freeze the sound
Joel,
wave.
Joel, right now there's groundhogs running around in a tank.
No, penguins.
Groundhogs. Right now there's skunks with elephants mixed into a cage with a frog.
Actually, there were four
dogs and cats
today.
Living together. Mass hysteria.
All right, listen, girl.
Shit.
I got to get this back on track. Listen.
Why?
Because I want to make
there's
some sense of this show.
Yeah,
there
there's
is.
A track.
I'm trying to do an interview with you.
All right,
guys.
Back to got track it. Number six. Let's
tell
go.
Us about your personal lives, what's going
tell
on
us
there.
About your personals.
That guys might want to know what's going on. We know you're... You sort of have these part-time teaching gigs, so you don't really have a real career,
we do some other things.
What
we
else
go
do
to
do?
Whole Foods a lot, and we take tours. We interview the customers.
Yeah. Whole Foods.
We look into their grocery carts.
We pick up Rice Krispie treats, and we ask the guy at the butcher counter if it's what kind of steak it is.
To confuse the living shit out of him.
So this is part of your entertainment.
Is this filet?
Saying.
No, that's our job.
This part of the viral video package.
That's part of our lives. Like, when people say, what do you do? It doesn't need to be a job. It could be touring Whole Foods. Why can't that be the answer?
Well,
yeah, why can't it?
I mean, it is. It's fine. I'm not saying it's not.
No, that's good.
What
because,
else do we do?
You know.
Well, we did watch the guy at Whole Foods make pizza for a while. I just want to add on to that. Because he was, like, flipping it around, which is unbelievable. Like, really mesmerized for me.
You know... I hear they actually will employ people to work at Whole Foods.
Yeah, you guys could go.
Jody
applied. I applied and I got a sorry.
She did not make it.
Really? Why didn't they take you at Whole Foods? I don't know why.
I don't know. I think because I didn't upload my resume right.
Oh, you're supposed to upload a resume?
I actually think you
don't. What else do we do? We always forget what we do.
I don't know.
Well, we work out.
We do.
Okay, well, that's good.
Obviously. Hello.
Well, absolutely. Look at that. Oof.
Oof.
That's what I mean.
What else do we do? I did my laundry last week.
Okay. Oh, I do laundry a lot. Oh. I'm always kept up. I do my nails. I do laundry. I do my nails.
I go to the psychiatrist.
Do you really?
I go to the dentist.
What is your issue besides...
Time. All right, hold on. Time.
Sorry,
psychiatrist.
Time's up.
Okay. Oh. We're into this.
Go ahead.
What goes on?
What?
At
what goes on there? Okay, let me tell you what goes on there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not normal. let's see here. Where to begin? I have so many problems that it's not normal. Number one.
First is your phone, which is from about 1996.
Actually, I was supposed to get a new phone in last May. It's been about a year now. Still
He's
no.
got an old phone.
The battery pack is half
is
out,
off.
Half
yeah,
in.
Okay.
It gave out.
But
tell us about the psychiatrist.
I'm sorry.
I don't care about your phone. Tell us about what's going on. What do you have? You have problems with something?
A lot of problems. Put it this way. When you don't have a job, when you're fucking claustrophobic.
Oh, you are?
When
is it too crowded in here?
You know what? This is not bothering me.
Oh, well, that's good. I'm glad to know.
You know what I don't like? Elevators.
Studio is... Oh, okay.
I won't go in
there. You know what? Then I won't take you in the Corey and Joel elevator.
I hate elevators.
It goes up to the upper floor. You can take an elevator here, but... That's on the whole other wing.
In your other mansion?
It's in the other wing of the house, mansion here.
What else do I do there? I don't really do much.
Is this anxiety-related issues, or what are we talking about?
I would say so. I did just order 3 bottles of Xanax for myself.
Really? Is that for the flight?
Call me a wackadoo.
Okay, take one of those and a couple of those.
I was told to take double what I'm supposed to.
Yeah, take one before you get on the plane. Take one when you're over Kansas.
I advise that.
Take one.
Take one every half hour.
As you're taxiing.
Take one for the money, 2 for the show.
3 to get ready and 4 to go.
Let's go.
Everybody, let's rock.
Xanax.
Oh, I did make a drug video.
You have a drug video.
Oh, yeah, it's on YouTube, actually. It's a little parody of 3, 4 Valium, 3 Xanax.
We're in the Christmas spirit. It's snowing, so, you know.
We got a little confused.
Yeah,
it
was snowing today, and it is April 6th or whatever it is.
It's April Fool's. It's not really horrible. Snowing. Just kidding. It's April 6th.
All right, we're going to play a little game called... What's My Pharmaceutical? And we're going to guess...
What's Jody
name
on?
Name that drug!
Jamie, remember your soon-to-be mother-in-law asked me a question?
Oh, yeah.
Randomly. What was that question, Jamie?
Jody, have you ever taken Valium?
Randomly. I woke up in the morning and just out of nowhere. Jody?
So you were asked if you take Valium.
She must be used to me.
Yeah, she thinks we're the same.
Okay, so
she did call me.
So you're not on drugs like Jody, like Jamie is, right?
No, I'm
you're
not.
You're clean.
No.
You're living clean.
I'm pretty clean.
I don't take drugs.
This is a natural high over there?
Natural.
Just a natural.
So you're just naturally wired.
You said those are your natural.
I'm
eyes.
Not on any Xanax right now. It's
you're not right
for
now.
The plane. Mm-mm.
Okay, so you didn't. This didn't make you nervous or anxious.
Oh,
to be
I was
on
only
the radio.
Excited. No,
you're
no,
only,
I don't
good?
Get nervous about this.
See, we get excited. This is like the only stuff we like.
Yeah, this is the only thing I'm not nervous about.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's why
good.
We might
educating
use our life
children.
Savings.
Not so exciting.
Yeah, do you get nervous going in at school? The kids make you nervous?
Only when it's 5th grade and above.
Oh, really?
8th grade sucks.
8th grade's the worst.
Really rude.
Yeah,
I gave 6 of them detentions when I was in. Yeah,
they didn't even give me detention slips, so I just got really mad.
You're a
so
sub.
I just kicked some
even,
ass.
And I
you.
Killed 2.
Yeah, I killed 3, but it wasn't a problem.
Fine.
Well,
no problem.
All right, so we've learned about Jamie's psychological issues, and
I know why she's going to a psychiatrist.
Why is that?
Because she's engaged. That's why.
Are you engaged?
Why
yeah.
are you throwing your life away so young? What's
I don't
what's
know.
Wrong with
I
you?
Know
no, I'm
I do
thinking.
Have to say something. I need to interfere.
An intervention.
Most couples, I get really mad if they're young and they're like getting married. But Jamie and Sean are actually like the best couple. They're the only couple that I think are.
Thanks,
like
Jody. You've been bumped up to maid of honor.
Thank you. Yeah. Rare.
Now, is his therapist involved? Do they talk to each other?
He
or
does
they,
not see one. Actually,
no,
I don't even mention him during my psychological invasion.
Do you ever mention me?
I don't. I will from now on.
Okay. From now on, just randomly. Jody.
Jody.
But when are you getting married then?
July.
July.
I'm not
going to
give the exact date. I don't
no,
want
please
the paparazzi
don't. No,
there.
No, we don't want
the paparazzi.
We don't want Niels to fly in for your
exactly.
wedding. But here's the thing. But you're going to get married now. Does that? Don't you feel like maybe you're trying to cram things in? Because maybe when you get married, you can't go running around everywhere at these clubs and
she
all
can.
This nonsense.
I
no?
can, though. That's
you think so?
Yeah, because...
Generally,
right?
new husbands are into it when they're... Wives go to L.A. and try to become famous.
Exactly.
Well,
that usually works
out. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Well,
like,
he does music, so I think he's...
He does music. Oh.
Yeah.
We're all in the entertainment
Well, actually,
business.
He does, like, some education stuff, but he wants to really pursue
He really
music.
Wants to do music, and you really want
we're
to
very
be
creative.
An actress.
So if one of us so makes it, then we can both quit whatever we're doing.
Okay.
And I'm, like, also part of them.
Yeah. Oh, she's
well,
going to live with us.
Of,
yeah, we're going to get a big house, like... Me, Jamie, you know, Sean, and maybe some other some
yeah,
other
you
people.
Think a married guy's going
to
want to live with, like, your
No,
girlfriend.
He does. He
That's
already agreed
no,
to
No, I don't know. That doesn't sound
he
right
He already
to
called me.
Me
roomie the other day.
Really? Well, yeah. My feeling, here's my advice.
Didn't he call you? He called me Jody the other day,
yeah,
which wasn't
standard.
Yeah,
normal.
See, my advice is not to do that.
Jamie liked it, which
they
is
They might so have something going on. So
yeah, I'm very sorry. You don't mind, right?
No, I don't care.
Folks, you're listening to episode 216 of the Corey and Joel Radio Show. Next week on 217, we'll interview Sean.
Yeah, really.
This I got to get to the bottom of this guy.
Sean,
what goes
breaks,
on with that?
When he breaks up with Jamie. When he runs out of the house because he can't stand the sound of these
he
two
won't.
Yapping every
minute. I don't think he would have proposed. He already knows how straight
okay,
I am.
Okay, but I think when you're married, I think things change. I think. And now everything sounds great. But when you get married, and I've never been married. I'm not saying that from experience, but I see a lot of people that get married. And I think that maybe living in a house with like some of your friends and stuff doesn't really sound like the best idea to me.
You're also not supposed to live with like your best friend, which me and Jamie don't go by that title, but we live together and we love that.
That's true.
Okay, but you live together in college though, right?
But we had a blast actually.
Okay, well that's fine, but as you get, you know, things change when you get married and maybe you don't want to live with your Well, you guys can get married now in Iowa, apparently. That's legal now.
She already told me that I can live with her.
I already booked the date.
She already told me I can live with her like 4 days out of the week.
Well, because we have Sean's friend is living with us. The other three? No.
So his friend is living with you?
Jody's living with us for
Jamie,
three.
Jamie, what's my schedule? What are the days?
Jody, you'll be there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Let me jot that down.
Jeff will be there Wednesday, Thursday. No. Jeff will be there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then we would like one day to ourselves.
I think you're going to want more than one.
Touching, kissing, fisting.
Yeah, you're going to want more than one day to yourself.
I think you should make
other plans.
Do you know how sick of each other we'll be if we get more than one day to ourselves?
Yeah, I think you should take the whole week to yourself.
No.
No, you don't think so?
No.
Well, we know a guy who's getting married.
What day is Sean having Nita himself?
Oh, probably the other half of Sunday.
Okay.
No, Sean's our guest for next week. We got to get
to
the bottom.
We'll have Sean on.
What goes on? Now, he's a musician?
Yeah.
Yeah? How long has he been sleeping on your couch?
Yeah, really.
Whose couch?
Your couch.
My psychiatrist's couch?
Look, the only guys that are worth less on earth than comedians are musicians. Because
probably.
They got to pay the fucking drummer.
Well,
that's
he has
why.
Other backup plans.
Really? What's it? What's that? Building a rocket to Jupiter?
No,
what's
a PhD that he's getting right now.
A PhD.
We'll
do that.
Really?
Oh, snap.
Now, how many Cracker Jacks does he have to open to get the PhD? What kind of PhD is he?
I don't get that. We don't get that joke.
All right, it's fine. Corey, stop.
You guys, listen, if you hear this chewing.
Yeah, that's your. That's Jody's.
Well, I'm spinning it out now, so don't get sad.
Hold on. It's the official spinning out.
There it is.
1, 2, 3.
Bye.
All right, there you go. Can we save that? Can we give that to our fans?
I'll be autographing it. I'll be selling it
on
YouTube. They have
eBay.
A new selling
property of the Corey and Joel radio show. You leave that right there.
I should sell more on eBay.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's my thing. I think you guys are having a good time now, but, you know.
No, I'm follow that dream. Chase, follow that bird. Chase it.
Follow that dream of selling stuff on eBay, would you?
I will, actually. Absolutely. I sold $80 worth of clothing.
Did you really?
It was like 700 things, but she made $80.
I made $80.
All right. Well, that's a way to do it.
You sold, 700 items for $80.
I sold about 800,000 items.
Yeah. I actually...
Gold watches, diamond rings. I made $80.
So I bought a perfume and got a free purse that came with it and then returned the perfume and I'm about to sell that purse.
Good scam.
Yeah, total scam.
We love scams.
I have two purses that
you guys
are scams.
Love scams as well.
We love scams.
Love.
Like, what kind of scams have you pulled off?
Well, today, this isn't really a big scam.
You did one today without me?
I'm sorry. I think I told you about it. My keyboard. Like, I just got a computer and the keyboard, like, I accidentally took the space bar off and, like, broke it. I don't know why.
yeah, that happens all the time to me.
It's very normal.
Actually, typing and the space bar just
I broke one
off.
Of my keys out, too. It's still gone.
Standard. So, yeah, they sent me
OCD.
They sent me another a new problem. One, which was nice, but it had a scratch, right?
Ooh. Okay.
So they're sending me another one. So the warranty is only good for like a year. So now I already have a backup
for
when this one breaks.
So you have two keyboards now.
Yeah.
Whoa. There's the scan. There you go. If you want to know how to get a free keyboard, I guess you complain about it. Is that the idea? Is that the advice?
Just call 1-866-RED-HAIR.
That's her real number.
That is her number.
Really?
Unfortunately,
she does.
Is
it's
her
on
number.
Her business card.
Wow.
I have a business card too.
I don't know if I have your business
card.
I know
got
I have
a great
Jody's
one.
Business
She's
card.
She's got two pictures.
Let me see your business card, Jamie.
It's very awkward looking. I'm
why
not
is that?
Lie.
What's wrong? How could you be awkward
I
looking?
I look different in all my pictures, so I did need two pictures on mine.
No,
and
she is a chameleon.
I still don't look like either of these two pictures.
Right, we'll decide. Corey, you be the judge.
I did get it on the thicker
Let me see. Yeah, please.
Oh, I didn't feel that.
Get the good paper. Yeah,
it feels the same.
She's got a double headshot. Let me see. Thing here.
I want to feel that paper.
It's a double header.
What do you think, Corey? Does that look like Jamie or
not? It's weird. I know. I look strange.
No, it does.
I look different in all pictures.
Who's the guy you cut out of the one photo, though?
That's Sean. I usually like to cut him out of things.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's... You know what? That you'll be doing that to your wedding photos and not before too long. You know that?
No, I would.
Is the paper thicker? Yeah, it's a little thicker.
I don't
it is
think
thicker.
It is.
It's a fine it's a fine business card.
Jamie's got the big bucks.
One of the pictures is my headshot, but I don't think it even looks like me.
The one on the left?
Yeah.
Does it? I'm
I don't
sure.
know. It looks like you, I guess. Sure.
I wouldn't mind another one.
Joel, who does she look like in this shot?
Who does she look like?
I look like everyone. It's not normal.
Everyone says this.
Kind of like Michelle Trachtenberg.
That's
sure.
a new one.
A little bit from that. What are you feeling?
How who
do you
does
feel?
She look like?
I get
like
about 20 me. Other responses a day.
Who
so.
Do you think you get the most?
You don't. Oh, that's
who do you resemble the most, you think?
I get really weird people.
Okay,
sometimes
go ahead.
Good.
I get one from the craft.
I get one from the craft. Oh, I get one from.
From the craft?
She looks like craft.
What's that
cheese.
One show? I mean, movie. It's about that playlist.
That guy with.
Zach and Miri make up.
No, I know. I did not get that one. I'm sorry.
Kat Dennings from Nick
no,
and
she doesn't
North.
Look anything
no,
like
the
Kat
other
Dennings.
One.
See, I don't know who the other one is. She doesn't look like Kat Dennings, though.
The other.
What does she look? I can't. God, Corey, it's hard to describe her.
Juno?
Nah.
Ellen Page? No.
Ellen Page is kind of pixie-like, though, too.
I'm trying to cast these two. I'm trying to figure
yeah,
out what
they're
going to be.
Go ahead. Let's cast these. Jody and Jamie.
Because
Corey and I, we have. We know who we are.
Jamie can play a little Hannah Montana.
All right. I was her for Halloween, so that would make sense.
I think Jody could play Big Bird on Hollywood Boulevard.
We tried out for Sesame Street.
So sick. We did. Yeah, we tried out.
No, no, no. I'm casting you because in 2 months, you girls are going to be... on Hollywood Boulevard in Spider-Man costumes, trying to make some money.
That's not normal. That's a thing that I want to be.
On the Walk of Fame.
She loves... I got her some Sesame Street ponytail holders.
I'll give you a name for her now. It's
for
kind
Valentine's
of...
Day.
Corey, you might not even know who this is. I'll tell you who she looks
great.
Like.
Great.
It's kind of... It's a good... It's a... comment. Demi bitch. Lovato. Do you know who that is? That's kind of what Jamie is.
If you want to check out my YouTube, Jamers468, I do sing a parody of that.
Ah, see?
Song.
So there you go.
She sang it after
and Jody,
Street.
Who would I cast
La La Land.
Who do we cast as Jody?
I would actually say Jody's headshot looks less like her in person.
Yeah, I thought that too when I saw Jody.
Yeah,
headshot.
She looks. You actually look a little older in the headshot, which is.
Oh, I got it.
That's,
no,
can
I
see
do.
It
the
actually?
Headshot. Yeah, the headshot is.
I do
I would
look
retake
older.
Those.
You do look older.
Great. Do you have 100? Two.
It was more
bucks?
Than that.
Yeah.
Who plays Jody in the movie? Because we already know who Corey and I were. Where are we? We're.
You know, Jody can have a little. You know, a little. She's too old now, but maybe a little Julianne Moore.
Oh, I like her. Oh, 9 Miles.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Jody's favorite. I'll see you when I see. Oh, wait, no, wrong.
Oh, got it. I only have like two favorite movies, and that's one of them.
9 Months, and I'll see you at first sight.
I love that movie. Yeah, that's sick.
God, I don't know who Jody. Who do people?
What about
tell
Julia
you?
Roberts? I wouldn't mind if you said that, even if it was a lie.
I'm gonna say Julia Roberts.
Oh, thank you.
You know, actually, I honestly, I swear to God, you look like Jolie. What's her name?
Fisher.
Jolie Fisher.
Jolie Fisher.
Who is that?
Yeah, Jolie Fisher. Sure, absolutely.
Jolie Fisher.
She's about 45 now, but back in the day.
Well, I look like her on
no,
the
you look
show.
Like
well,
you
I
used
like
to
someone
look.
Who's 15.
She's
so.
A statuesque Jewess.
She's a statue of
somebody. She has sort of your look.
She's yeah. a Jew?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jolie Fisher is a Jew, I'm sure.
Oh, well, that's like snap.
But
wait,
no, you
Jolie
are,
Fisher. Oh,
Fisher.
That's Danielle.
She's
Whoa.
Carrie Fisher's sister.
Wait, Carrie, do I need to retake my headshot? Now I feel like I have so much stuff to do this
no,
week.
No, I just...
So I would
feel
say...
Like,
I would say
they're not a bad headshot. I just think in
Jamie,
person...
Jamie, give me a Xanax, would you?
Got
you
it.
Look a little different in person.
See, with the
better?
Red hair, you want to say like Lohan or somebody, but
better
I don't
in
know.
Person?
Well, you look very pale in these.
Oh, have I have a lot of color different now. Color.
Yeah.
You get very red. Even now, I'm telling you. Look at you're getting red all
well,
over
she's
your
she's a redhead, so she has
her
a red skin.
Her chest is
tone.
Red. Look at her.
All right,
look
shut
at
up.
That. No, I'm just saying. I want to demonstrate.
I think
her.
She can play Cochise.
No. Not
she
red.
Can play
like
Pocahontas. What do you think?
Well, she's a real redhead. That's
you
how
guys.
You know. Right? You're not a fake redhead.
No, that's all
redhead.
Natural.
I don't know.
No, you are. That's real red
Wait,
hair.
Do I look too white in those cards?
I have curly hair naturally.
Because they, I actually
no,
paid
I think
money
look...
to get those touched up in their makeup.
Jody?
Really? You touched them up to be whiter?
I touched them up.
So I have to do breathing from the Lamaze that I've
no, I
learned in Full House.
Well, you look a little Sarah Jessica Parker in this show.
Yeah, I would say
oh,
that
someone
too.
Told me that. Which
yeah,
that
I'm a
I'll
Sarah
take.
Jessica Parker.
You do,
but
yeah.
Actually, in this headshot, you look like Powder. Which I think would
oh,
be
oh,
stop
it.
A very famous, that was a very famous
I'm
film.
Gonna kill it. So after this, if you don't mind getting the gun,
just overdose.
Just tell me I'm pretty and I'm good.
I'll give you a few Xanax.
Just overdose on her prescriptions. That's right. Fine.
Yeah, as long as you tell me that I look really good.
I would say you look hot.
Jody does look hot, but I don't know celebrity-wise. I don't know who the comparison is.
Well, she doesn't have to look
I
like
don't
a celebrity.
I want
to
be
no,
like
just
Jody Beals.
Jody, what I'm saying is it in person you're lovelier than your car?
Oh. Yeah, I agree with that.
When you mean lovely,
that.
But not
you mean
me.
Hot and sexy?
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks.
Yes.
Jamie, I think the one on the right in Jamie's card could be at like the back of like a...
Porn?
Like the back of the Metro Times. Like call 1-900
whatever. This honestly looks very much like a soap shot.
Sure, yeah.
It does. This looks I think so, too.
No, this looks like the party call line.
Exactly.
I applied for something like that before.
A party line?
I was having trouble meeting guys in
Exactly. Like, I met this man on hot dates.
I wouldn't mind being a phone sex operator. Jody,
let's hear a little bit of
that.
You want to do that?
Let's hear a little bit of that.
I'm getting paranoid about my picture.
No,
your picture's good. I like it.
No, sweetie, it's fine. You look so hot.
Oh, do I?
You really do.
Jamie, remember when you called me? At 1 a.m.?
I do. It was so hot.
Ooh, you look so good.
You look so hot.
So hot.
I can't believe that. We haven't met until just now on the phone. At the end, I scare the shit out of them.
And then I chase her.
It's the worst phone sex line ever.
It's not great. Why don't I be the guy on the phone?
Yeah, Joel will be the guy on the phone.
And Jamie, you're going to answer the phone? Is that what you want to do?
Okay.
But I wouldn't mind if you do a ring-ring sound to help
me. Yeah, Corey's got that.
Oh. I don't. You didn't give it to me.
Oh, okay. Hold on a second.
We have a ring-ring sound effect.
Why don't you download that
Oh, my brother. Ring-ring.
Well, Corey doesn't.
I had to rebuild my
computer. Corey blew his computer up, so he just screwed that up.
Let's get some dialing music.
I'll get some dialing music. Go ahead and vamp for a minute, Corey, please.
So.
Please.
Now, why did you put two shots on the same card?
Didn't I explain that a few minutes ago?
I was looking at Jody's boobs.
Oh.
I'm not going to lie to you. All right, so what? Now, what? Why did you?
I was too. It was because
she took her
kidding.
Sweater off. I don't know.
It was because I look so different in every picture. I think even those don't even look the same to me.
I know. This one's a good one. I like the kind of
like
the full body shot.
I love her on the right.
Yeah. I do, too.
On the right? Yeah.
I have a lot of pictures that I like.
You look good, except you're getting a glare off this douchebag you're leaning on.
Son of a bitch.
And it's really kind of ruining the shot for you.
I try to crop him out, but
yeah, you cropped. There's like a little.
Fortunately, my skills weren't.
I can see a corner of his eyebrow, and
it's
looks,
okay.
It looks
I can't
douchey.
Talk about these cards anymore. Not kidding, I'm getting so.
Okay,
anxious.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
I spent like 3 days
on
them.
You're great.
No, they're good. They're good.
Talk
you're great.
About
please
them one more
get.
Time,
get
I'm gonna shoot you.
Okay, no, that's enough.
You look wonderful, Jody.
You look great.
Now, I spent big money on these
$18. Is this guy a bass player? What is this guy? What does he do?
Guitar, piano, singing.
Corey, you
singing.
Could, I dropped a couple telephone things in there. I don't know that they're what you're looking
right,
for, but
we'll
this will work anyway.
I hope they're
anyway.
Totally opposite.
Well, Jamie, are you ready to
I'm
do a little
ready?
Role play
yep.
here? Okay, let's do this.
Normal.
Let's keep it clean.
All right, that's fine. No, well, we'll keep it. There
I gotta
it
go.
Is.
I gotta go. The phone's ringing.
Please answer the phone and I'll.
Hello? Oh. It's not working. Hello? Okay.
Hello?
Hi, you've reached my phone sex operation scandal.
I was looking in the, I saw this picture of you in the back of the Metro Times and you're leaning
on. I'm so excited.
So what are you wearing right now?
I'm wearing black pants, boots, and a gray finals shirt. Are you excited?
Oh, no, I'm not really into that. You got anything else you can slide into?
No, that's really what I'm wearing. I don't know what to do.
How you got any high heels over there?
No, I don't. I'm just wearing boots.
Do you have any lingerie?
No,
that
nothing.
You can put on?
Nothing.
This is the I'm hanging up the phone. This is the worst phone sex call.
That's so funny. This whenever is so I talk to someone from like online dating, they're like, "So, what are you wearing?" I'm like, "I don't know, three sweatshirts and two pairs of sweatpants."
Yeah.
It's like 2 degrees in my
house. But
I haven't cracked a nut in years.
Yeah, there's a fantasy to that, though, I think. And you're not playing along.
It's funny
I like
to be honest.
I think it's better to be honest.
Yeah, but
it's funny.
Have anybody ever told you, have you ever taken an improv class?
No.
Yeah, they've taken tons of improv classes.
No, I did not have the money. If anyone wants to send donations.
All right,
I'm in Second City now, level C.
What's one of the rules of improv?
Yes, and?
Never deny.
Yeah, you never deny.
You always say yes.
You never cry.
Over here, this one is shutting you.
She's shutting me down right left. I lost my wood in 10 seconds.
Holy shit.
I mean, she's got the cute voice. She was doing the cute voice.
You could crack into Guantanamo faster than her panties.
Oh.
Unless
right. Well,
unless apparently you're in a
don't
shitty
really understand
acoustic,
that.
Nope.
You're in a shitty acoustic band.
Right. No, she, because the thing with Jamie is, you know, I'm looking at her and she's real cute, but
thanks.
If that was just on the
piece
phone, you know, the thing is when you do phone sex.
Okay. I would like some advice because I'm starting my business.
It would be a bunch of fat, ugly chicks doing phone sex.
Exactly.
But they would sound cute like you. Right. You're the girl that they want to sound like.
I think I would sound too young, actually.
But I think some girls, like chubby girls or whatever. What are you doing?
She's having a panic attack.
Would just maybe more like get into the sex a little bit more.
Oh,
that's
I didn't
what
know
I
that
think.
Was allowed because it was the radio.
No, you. This
are
is,
we on Howard Stern?
This is the internet.
Yeah, I'm the black girl. I'm that black one. What's her name?
Robin.
Howard.
Yeah, Howard.
Black girl.
Yeah.
But I think you should get more into it. I don't think anyone's going to call you back with that number.
What do you think? Do you think I sound too young for it?
No, I think sounding young is an asset in a career like that.
Too young, not illegal, though. Style.
My phone number that I have sounds like a phone sex app.
Wait, you're right. Red hair. Hello.
1-866 red hair. I'm sorry.
Yeah, do you have...
1-866 fire.
Wait a minute. Keep talking.
Shut the fuck up.
All right, Jamie, just keep talking.
Oh, why?
I just want to hear your voice.
Okay, I'm trying to talk for you. Guess what? I turned 18 the other day.
It sounds the same to me.
I'm still a kid.
Yeah, see, there you go.
What is that voice?
It's from a movie. Anyway.
Is it me?
No.
It might be.
You're not distant.
You don't know that.
Oddly...
Corey, I'll tell you what. Why don't we take a break, Corey? Because we've been going on a while.
Yeah, that's good for me.
We've got to refocus here and get to the bottom of what's going on with these two.
That's true.
And we'll get you. You know, we'll find what else do we need to. I have lots.
There's
more
a
questions.
Lot to uncover here.
No, I have
lots
more questions.
We need.
What are you realizing?
That the microphone can be removed from the stand.
It can, but you should probably leave it in the stand.
No. She wants to rock it like Star Search.
It makes noise when you.
I'm sorry.
Handle
I love Star Search. I'm sorry.
So if you leave it in the stand, it's okay. It's fine.
I didn't know.
I want to get into their history as entertainers.
I want to get into this everything. Yes. How did they end up?
There's a lot of stuff. Because
there is a story that I know about.
A lot of unanswered questions.
What they were really doing at the Comedy Castle that night. I found out that. And we'll get into all of that, right? There's a real story.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Really?
But we're going to take a break. We're going to play a song, and then we'll come back
okay.
with more show. Jody and Jamie, all the questions answered on the right after this on the Corey and Joel Radio.
Last forever. Well, it's a shock.
Okay, we're back. That was Yeah, Yeah, Yes. And we're back with Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. What a show.
Nope. It's always important to look good. Jody's lip glossing right now.
She is, which is fine, which I like.
Yeah, I gotta put some
I like, there's
on.
Lipstick actually on my mic from the night at the Comedy Castle. You were here.
And I just got lip gloss on this one.
Did you really? Yeah. Well, that's fine.
We're going to take it off.
It's
we're,
okay.
We're well, back with Jody and Jamie, burgeoning comedians and internet superstars.
Yes. We
soon to be viral video champions.
Well, it seems like they're now. When did this?
They're going to spread a virus all over town.
Hopefully.
When did this sort of media assault start with you guys? Because it seems like in the couple weeks since I met you, you seem to be kind of all over the place doing all these things. Has this always been the case? Has there always been this sort of thing, or did it just start recently? Like, where are we at?
We've always kind of been this way.
Yeah?
And even, like, in high school. Actually, it started in high school.
The corn.
After we got over our awkward phases in high school.
The boiling the corn.
When was the awkward phase?
Let's put it this way.
Our whole lives until
a huge loser.
College.
Huge loser.
Okay.
No.
Well,
yeah. I don't think so.
We were weird.
Very strange. Still, but better.
But I'm saying.
I like how they use words.
You went to college. You're at Michigan State, right? That's where you guys went.
Yes.
And what were you doing there? Were you doing that kind of stuff? You didn't pursue a career?
Oh, it started in high school where we did this video. With a few friends. This is, I think, kind of where it started. We started doing funny things. We went to, like, a drive-thru at Taco Bell. We videoed, like, our night, Taco Bell, Dunkin' Donuts, you know, before we were 21, and those were the only places open.
Yeah.
So we just videoed us being obnoxious at all those places.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where it started. And
it did start there. Yeah. And then, like, it kind of picked up speed, like, when we lived together, because we were always together.
Yeah. Okay.
We could always make videos together.
Sure. We lived in, like, a basement apartment where there was no light, so there wasn't much more to do than video ourselves.
That's true.
Well, do you guys are, you know, but where do you see you guys doing, though? Do you see, like, if there was an ultimate Jody and Jamie project, aside from doing a Xanax?
There's a few things.
Like, what would you, could you see, like, the long-term goal? Would you like to see?
Yeah.
There's so many things.
A TV show. What would you like to see?
Well, actually, we just recently got casted in a show. Jamie will
talk about
it. Oh, yeah.
It actually is a variety, like, talk show kind of thing. I can't really give away too many details.
Oh, please.
It's still in the planning stage.
Yeah. Okay.
But it is going to be, like, shown in Detroit, based in Detroit.
Does it involve a werewolf and a skeleton?
I hope.
I think.
You know, the fates should be so lucky to be on that show. Because we know that's a ticket to stardom.
I can cast you on that show right now.
But no, you guys, do you have a goal? Because Corey and I, and these girls almost, dare I say, these girls remind me of us many years ago, Corey.
These girls were born right about when we started doing comedy.
No. My point was that...
Oh, yeah, you never did tell us how old you are.
Well,
that's true.
We'll get to that later. But, Corey and I would talk on... We would hang out at comedy clubs, and we would talk on the phone, and we thought it was funny and thought it might be good on the radio. We were completely wrong, but that was the idea based on tonight's show. But I mean, that was the idea for us. And we started this show, and then we did get on to a radio station for a minute, and whatever.
Are
so we're
Facebook?
Still doing this.
I was looking at Jody's page for a second.
Okay,
what about mine?
I don't know your last name.
We're not going to surf the web and do a radio show. We'll do that. You guys can surf at home. Give out your links.
We can
if you
go
want,
surf when we're in LA.
Yeah, whatever.
Surfing US.
No,
but you
I
guys,
think we actually
go down to Hermosa.
I think we might be good on the radio.
You think the radio is a thing?
We
for
decided
you?
Like we decided just now.
The radio's kind of in the toilet. Now, you girls actually would be perfect for, like, a podcast, I think, right?
Like what you guys do?
Well, yeah, and I'll tell you why, because there's no format.
Right.
Corey and I...
I like how you get that we can't follow a format.
Well, the thing is, Corey and I actually do a show. We listen to a lot of podcasts just in doing this show.
Mm-hmm.
And we make fun of a lot of shows because they're terrible.
Right.
And we feel that, honestly, I honestly feel that these girls would be better right from the get-go than... 90% of the stuff that we've listened to.
In terms of what a podcast, Joel and I, our premise has always been that this show is supposed to be like a conventional radio show, but looser.
Right.
And in fact, we were on a local station briefly until they switched formats. But that's been the whole premise of this show. But what I think you girls could do is do shorter. Kind of just like goofy, tell a story about what you did today.
Kind
of free associative. A lot of the early podcasts were really more loose and goofy,
sure.
And then people tried to do more
like,
structures.
I don't think I could do stand up comedy. Like, it's not,
no.
It's like extra not funny to stand up and be like, so how are you guys doing tonight? I saw this guy. He was like, that's not funny.
Extra not funny.
Just us talking is funny.
Come see Joel and I at All Star Comedy Club in Lincoln in Allen Park.
Well, why don't we plug that? Well, that is the 17th and 18th of April. We'll have info on the website.
Friday and Saturday night.
Would you guys mind if we stole all your equipment after this?
Yeah, that would be a problem.
Okay.
And I think we
can. Please do.
I think we can take you.
Well, you can come over and tape anytime you want.
Well, here's the thing. Not only I actually have even a better, a newer. You know, there is a new media that is growing and that people are adapting to. Have you guys thought about this? And I'm being honest here. Have you ever thought of doing something like a webcam show where you sit there and people can watch you and they can chat with you? Have you ever thought about doing that? Do you know what that is?
I haven't thought about it, but I wouldn't mind it.
Do you know how that works? You ever see Justin.tv is one of the sites you can do?
I wouldn't mind it. I hate cords, so
because I do a show like this. Let me explain how this works.
Okay.
I was cord. You have a little web. Do you see this camera
right
here?
Oh, we both have
webcams. Yeah, we have webcams.
You have a webcam.
We talk on webcam all the time.
Okay, but the thing is, you know, you can broadcast your webcam.
Oh.
And you broadcast it on these pages, and there's a chat room, and people can type in a question to you. And you read it, and you answer it, and you can act goofy, and you
I would like that, actually.
How do we get to that?
And let me tell you something, because I do a show. Now, I'm...
Here's one of the questions.
It was a foot massage. A foot massage my mother a foot massage.
Corey screwed up, but here's the thing.
Here's the right question.
Want me to get between your legs now and kiss
which
you as you
is,
feel me on top of you?
Which one of you guys
take your
is
hand
me,
and
which one
my...
of you guys is Jody?
No, who is me? Wow, boy, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Well, I'm shorter than Corey, so I would be Jamie by that.
I don't really
what
think
about
the definition.
My personality.
No,
I don't see it as that.
I see it as more of a friends who think they want to have a career together.
Oh.
That's more of how I saw that. But a webcam thing where guys can see it. Because let me tell you something. The advantage of being a girl, the advantage is that guys. The internet seems to be filled with guys.
That's true.
95% guys to me, if you ask me, just based on my stats. And all they want to do is look at chicks. And you guys are cute. And if you go on some camera, it's immediate. The guys will be in love with you in 2 seconds.
Will you tell us where to go?
Sure, I can. I can hook you guys up.
And will the listeners out there right now?
Well, you know what? If you do a show and we can promote it on this show, I will gladly let the guys know where they can watch it.
Yeah.
And you can do it right out of your house, and it doesn't cost any money.
Perfect.
And
We're in.
You sit there and you goof. God, we should turn on the webcam. No one would watch.
Bonus feature.
That's why we have a webcam. Well, me and Corey do stuff on YouTube.
We do, and it's two tubby guys going, I don't like Seth Rogen.
Yeah,
very
exactly.
Much. And
that's
then,
what
you
we
know,
do.
What's the entertainment
but the
value
idea
in that?
Was that?
No one wants to know that.
The idea is that we could. Yeah, we know that by who watches our YouTube videos. But the idea was that we could also live broadcast this show in a video format.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
But we have failed to do that to this point. I think that's coming one day.
Yes.
But
tonight's
not the day. But you guys, that's what you should do. That's what I think.
All right. Well, that's good. I'm glad we have jobs.
I'm tired.
Well, no, I don't have
I'm
jobs,
so tired.
But that's an idea.
I feel like I'm just going to
you want to lay down?
Go lay in your bed.
Go ahead.
Take a nap.
Go right ahead.
Go ahead.
The studio has
the show
a bed.
Now.
Go ahead. You can.
There's
you
no
can,
rules. It's a no rules Monday.
You can go sit over there.
It's Monday.
You two
could
both
no
go
rules.
Lay down on the bed right now.
It's Monday.
You want to do that?
I like the swivel action of the chair.
Do you? All right. What would you?
I don't have swiveling.
Oh,
you don't?
No. Oh,
she
it's
has
the best
the
part of the show.
Chair.
The most swiveling I had was when I babysat and I rocked a baby in a rocking chair. I'm sorry.
Jody, why don't you lay down? We'll move the mic over to you.
Jody, go ahead.
Take the mic with you. You can take the mic with you.
Take mic with you.
I got you. Go ahead, Jody.
Yeah, it's okay.
There you go.
There you go.
Just lean back,
Jody,
relax.
Do you mind coming
recline.
Closer to me, Jody?
There you go.
Yeah, can you come in with me, actually?
Take your mic with her. You can go with her.
Are you going in there too, Jamie?
Yeah, come on in here.
Take my shoes off?
Yeah, take your shoes off and hop in.
To.
Okay, well, whatever. Get up here.
Leave the shoes on. It's fine.
Hold on a second. Let's get this
we're
going.
We're going to hit the sack now.
You guys are going to they're gonna spoon right here on the Corey and Joel radio show. Come on in here. All right. Hand me the mic and then you can get up there. Okay, there you go. No, you're fine. The headphones will come with you. Here we go. Jody and Jamie.
Oh,
here you go.
Okay,
now, there's
there
Jamie's
go.
Mic. Jody.
It's not normal to be this tired.
Here you go, Jamie.
I'm so tired.
Oh, there it is. All right.
Look at this. Now I'll start the photo shoot. Here.
Now we got a video show.
Yeah, now we got it. Now, see, this you need to put on the webcam. But see, this is now. You guys feel better now? But see, if you guys
better.
Had a webcam show, you could lay in bed together.
You're right.
And guys would watch, and you know they'd send you and you could have you know a laptop or something there, and you guys could
between the sheets with Jody and Jamie.
Exactly, it'd be so great.
It could be a nighttime show.
See, I should just be the producer. I should
like Alan Alman style. But
I loved him. Hi, I'm Alan Alman.
That was the worst Alan Ullman impression I've ever heard in my life.
You know, Corey, sometimes I feel like maybe I'd be better off just guiding somebody's career in show business.
Yeah.
Maybe I can't make it myself as a performer.
You might want to get
But
right
I feel like
that.
I have great ideas.
Why don't you guide me in
You're
Jovi.
Like Captain Lou Albano.
I could maybe do that. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's a possibility that we could
lay down, relax.
Oh yeah, look at the stars.
I think your mic is off.
Hold on, we're losing Jody's mic.
Jody's mic. Is it
Jody? We're losing you.
Let me see if you give me your mic. Honey.
I don't care.
There you go.
I'm so glad no one heard me. Right. I'm so tired.
Are you? No. You're tired from babysitting?
What do you do?
I'm
you
tired
watch
and
it?
I didn't do anything.
I had to watch a baby sleep. I didn't get to. Do you get how tiring that is?
How old is the baby?
One.
Oh,
18.
For God's, you don't even have to like watch Dora the Explorer. You just put the, you know, let it in the crib, and if it starts crying, slap it.
If it starts crying, you ignore it. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's.
No, it's my cousin. I love him.
Oh yeah.
No. It was a family member baby. That's not even babysitting.
Yeah.
Do they pay you for that babysitting?
I don't want to get into it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine.
I wouldn't mind babysitting one kid. I actually put an ad out. But I said I would only visit one. I would only babysit
visit?
One kid at the maximum. So
what are you doing? Oh God! Yeah. Okay.
I don't know what's going on.
This is getting sick.
People were wondering why only one kid, and I said I can't really handle more than one. So
did you take
that?
It?
Was it?
I think people need to sign up for the mailing list. Can I plug that?
By the way, I feel like at this point no one's listening to this radio show because we're getting so off track. So if you're not listening, you fell asleep. Wake up!
If you are listening, I really applaud you at this time.
Right.
If you're listening, you've just been listening to a phone sex hotline for the last 45 minutes. I'm so sorry.
You've somehow interrupted your regular radio listening.
That's true.
The phone sex operation scandal.
Please
I'm
go
sorry.
Into your pantry. We are in there waiting for you with chocolate and champagne. Please enter now. Thank
and
you.
Strawberries.
Now we're getting somewhere.
I think they've loosened up finally.
Now we're
this is the Jody and Jamie we
I
really knew.
I
want
to tell you why. Can I tell you why?
What's
because
that?
We're closer together right now.
You think so?
Yeah. We're too far apart. We got really. Very nervous with all each other.
We need the heat in between us.
They're like the Wonder Twins. They have to touch to activate
We are closer.
Their powers.
We need to
so
be
So we're getting
yes.
shade.
Right. Corey and I are like
we
that. Corey,
so
come here. Sit on my lap, brother. Let's do it.
Jody, sit on my lap.
Can we all climb in there? Would that be fun? Can we get in there?
We knew this radio show was a scam.
She didn't want to.
I knew this was a whole scam.
See, there you go.
I knew it all along. I'm calling the police.
Corey, you said I turn around. Look at you.
Hey, Joel, are you going to plug these mics into the board anytime?
Are we going to plug these mics in? Or are we going to start the show or what?
No, it's fine. No.
So we were thinking a joke that we think is funny is when someone mentions the word microphone, we refer to the name Mike. Is that funny? Do you think we could make it like that?
Did oh, yeah, that's hilarity.
That? Well, how would that work? I say, hey, talking to your microphone.
Do you think that's funny? Because
that's
hilarious. We think we can make it with that joke.
I wouldn't mind going to the bathroom.
I don't care
I have to go.
I have to pee.
Do you have to pee right now?
Do you mind?
Can we do the pee mic? We did the pee mic once before. You know what that
no,
is?
Oh, no.
You don't
want to
pee on the mic?
No, I did that
I'll just
once
put
in
the
fifth
mic.
Grade.
I'll put the mic in there.
In fifth grade.
Oh,
what?
You don't pee on it. You just pee in the toilet
I
and now put the mic
pee
in
on
there.
It to ruin it.
Jamie and I actually know each other from close to fifth grade, fourth grade.
Yes.
Is that when you guys met?
Yeah.
That would actually be before fifth grade.
Okay, she doesn't
want
to do the pee
you?
Mic.
Well, I need to tell you how
the
I met
story
Jody.
Is really
I'm sitting in class. Jody's sitting behind me. I did not know her at that point yet.
She did not.
And all of a sudden, I hear this girl raise her hand, and she said, I have pen in my mouth. And I'm thinking, that's a like, huge freak. And at the time, I was a huge freak, too.
She was wearing a cat sweater with big hair.
I was. And she it turned out she put her pen in her mouth like an idiot. And ink spread all in her mouth. She raised her hand, could barely talk because there was pine in her fucking mouth. And she had to go to the bathroom, rinse it out. Joe, did you?
Yeah,
she remembers.
So Jamie doesn't know this part. So I was walking in the hall in the bathroom, all alone in a bathroom.
She was walking in the hall.
And I took some paper towel and I put it in my mouth and it blotted it so much. And the red got all over the towel. I thought I was going to go to the hospital. I thought I was going to go to the hospital. But then I went back.
You're going to the hospital. Fuck, you're going to the hospital.
But then I went back into class and everyone was staring at my ass and everything was just so fine. I got there just in time and the bell just rang and then I just soaked it up.
You got a pen for her?
Yeah, I'm just
See, I don't believe, I'll tell you, I don't believe this story and I'll tell you why.
No, it's real.
I don't believe that there was ever a time that Jody couldn't talk. That I find impossible to believe.
Actually,
that's she still talked. That's why it's funny.
That's funny because my mom tells everyone until I didn't talk like until I was like four like
now
a really
you're making up for it now
I've heard the joke
I'm kidding
times,
I'm kidding honey
I never
like
really I am actually quiet
Are you quiet?
Oh,
normally?
Jamie's. Everyone knows
does
her.
She
as
just
shy.
Take out like when you're together.
She's
then.
So quiet and shy.
No. Everyone knows Jamie is shy. We both have two sides.
Not really sure what
the
I am.
Other, like the other.
More than, I'm also schizophrenic. Another psychiatrist appointment. Yeah.
Wait,
kidding.
Do you have two therapists or what?
No, just one. But he's two people. So.
Yeah,
to her she's two people.
He's also schizophrenic, yeah. Which yeah, does not help matters.
I wish I could be so wealthy and have a psychiatrist like Jamie. I went once,
yeah.
And I even scammed him into giving me the free appointment. And then
what'd they tell you?
Lots of problems.
Did you go in there for
I don't
something?
I don't have money to figure out the problem.
I don't
really?
Need
years.
I don't either. It's
well,
years.
I can help you. What's your problem? Ask me.
Oh, there are lots of problems.
Really?
I don't so think I, one of the problems would be getting into giving me a bigger problem. Well, actually, the biggest problem is I would want to go, but I told the psychiatrist if I start spending all this money on appointments, I'm going to get more depressed because I'll have no money.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's true. Yeah.
They do. Those bastards will bleed you dry.
Yeah, well, usually you have insurance that'll
really
cover some of it. If
mine doesn't cover
employed.
Any.
Can we go to the bathroom?
What?
I have to go to the bathroom.
You have to go to the bathroom?
Can we go to the bathroom?
You guys can go to the bathroom,
hold on, you
sure.
have to raise your hand.
Oh.
Okay, thank
do
you.
Do we want to give them together?
Gotta no, go pee-pee.
Girls can always pee together.
No,
why?
I don't.
I'm not a real girl. Yeah.
Why
you
isn't the
going?
Guys like going, why is that? Why
well,
do
you
go
I,
together?
You need to, I only have one toilet. It's not like you guys can go, both go at the same time.
Well, maybe one's going to put their lipstick on while the other one
wipes. If that's what you want to do, I guess. Can we let them go to the bathroom?
Sure.
Now, we can plug our comedy
me
show
me and Jody
or something?
Need to arrange the sequence. Yeah. So and you're going to wipe. I'm going to put my gloss on. Okay. You're going to be going.
Right,
well,
give me, hand me.
And I want to give you guys assignments while we're gone.
Okay. What's our assignment?
All right. I want you guys to...
wow, the spontaneity and creativity.
We're terrible teachers.
I am so sorry. I am
right.
Very. I'm so sorry. I'm what we
oh,
did.
Oh, do you know I have a baby voice? Me and Jody both
do you know
have baby
yeah.
voices. Hey, Jody. I really gotta pee. What are you doing right now?
Give me a pee.
I have to pee. You guys,
baby coming out.
Tanya,
one time my voice came out Asian baby voice. I couldn't stop it.
Asian baby
I
voice?
I don't know what
Justin.tv, I could have a million watches of this
I know.
In 2 seconds.
Oh.
I could turn it on right now. A million
turn
people would watch
right
this.
Oh, you want Chinese?
Oh.
Baby, I've been Chinese.
One time I got wonton,
like,
no mushroom.
You
I
and I can't
I
be on it, though. It's
again.
Just that.
No.
You and I would ruin it.
No.
Jamie
we're the producers in the back.
They're like, we're those creepy guys.
Hey,
they
can
only
you please pay attention? There's babies in there.
Yeah, yeah, sorry, honey. Sorry,
saying.
Are you babysitting?
Jamie?
Yeah.
I gotta pee.
I have to pee first. Can I go first?
Pee-pee.
I had to pee. I got an egg on my test, and I got a pee.
I got an A.
You knew no. What is an
you
A?
You got a pee? I got
I
an
got
A.
A. Pee, and I got a pee.
Oh, pee-pee.
I got a pee, and an E, and an E. Pee.
I'm so sorry for my laugh.
I actually have a YouTube video that did get a lot of hits where I'm doing a fake interview for teaching, and at the end I go,
I interviewed
I'm just
her.
Just kidding.
Like, what if you were in an interview and everything's normal, and suddenly you switch voices? Like,
wow.
Yeah.
At the end, I'm a baby. That's not normal. I'm
oh, you
sorry.
Know, we do have something else going on in our lives. Totally ADD moment. This is from like a half hour ago, but we have an audition tomorrow that I worked my way
oh,
into.
Yeah,
oh,
did.
What's that? Tell
you
everybody.
Why don't you tell them why I'm going to the bathroom, and then you can go.
And then you'll tell them again.
Yeah, and then I'll repeat it for
okay.
the people that
Jody's,
weren't listening.
Okay.
Jody's getting, okay.
I'm going to tell you this right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I actually got a callback audition for some kind of movie, feature length.
Oh.
Some kind of movie.
Yeah, was it?
And
was this Gonzo or what kind? I'm
some
kidding.
Some kind
no,
of.
I don't know.
Pro-Am.
I don't
okay.
know. Okay, so I. Oh, it smells like chlorine. Did you just clean the toilet?
Yeah, so I cleaned the bathroom.
It smells
so,
good.
Okay, that's good.
So,
bleach, yeah, the hot tub smells like
Clorox
chlorine.
Yeah, it does.
Oh. Okay, so what happened was I actually got a call back, which is funny because I don't really have a lot of acting experience, which
sure.
AKA is none. But I kind of have a lot of potential.
But
so
wait,
I hear Jody from the bathroom talking to me,
wait,
telling
says,
me I'm wrong.
It says actress on your card. I don't believe.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. I actually am a natural, I think. Planning to take some classes, but I did get a callback, and I'm very excited about it. The thing is, Jody did not get a callback. I'm sorry,
but
she called.
What is this audition, then? That's what...
Well, she called them,
okay.
And she asked if she could weasel her way in there.
Yes.
And actually have a callback. So she said she'll check. Oh, I got to go. Time's up.
So are you auditioning for the same role, you think? Yeah, go ahead and talk. I just potted it down. Yeah, go ahead, Jamie.
My name is not Jamie.
I'm telling Jamie's. You're good.
Who am
go
I
ahead.
Talking from?
She can do. Look at her. She's two-fisted.
She got two mics.
She can handle two at a time.
Talk into that one. Talk into the one in your left hand. There
okay,
you go.
So
Are you sure it's on?
I know it's on.
It's on. Oh, it's on. Okay.
Oh, it's on, baby.
It's on now. Come on.
So I don't care what Jamie was talking about, but I actually forgot. I have a bad memory. So
you have an audition for something.
Yeah, but I also have something else tomorrow. Jamie, can you shut up and finish your pee?
No, no one can hear her. Go ahead. It's fine.
I actually forgot, but I have something else going on. I have a bad memory, so I forgot that I do have stuff going on.
Stay on the mic there. It's on.
Oh, I am sorry. I'm so sorry, Mike.
When you have your headphones on, you can tell when you're on the mic.
Jamie's the only one listening, and she's in the bathroom.
Well, that's
standard.
I will tell you, we have listeners all over the globe.
Really?
All of whom will turn this show off at about the 20th.
Yeah, they're
but they will they are all over
the few that stick around for this are enjoying it. But you're going out, you have an audition.
So I have an audition, but then 3 hours later I'm actually gonna be in a short film which is gonna be showing at the Royal Oak Movie Theater that I am in.
Wow, that's
awesome. Part of the Mitten Movie Project.
It is.
Yes.
First Day.
Corey's aware.
It's called First Day. Do you know about that?
I don't know about the film.
Oh, well, come check it out. 7:30.
I'm well aware of the Mitten Movie Project.
Yes.
Yeah.
Corey's girlfriend works on those, right?
She needs girlfriends.
Yeah, really. Tonight, yeah, that's never been more appropriate than right
now. I don't
know
what you're talking about, but no. But she did work on it, yes.
She did work on that. And
Jamie. This ice cream cone, I meant microphone, is really nice.
See, there you go. Just call it an ice cream cone, and there's
that's
joke
fine.
Right there. They're going to do another show.
Yeah, one missed call, and it's from my dad. All
right, so are they looking for you? Did he know you were coming to do this?
Sad.
He's like, where the fuck are
you?
No, you
don't tell him what you're up to.
You piece of shit.
The Corey and Joel radio show?
I just went to the bathroom.
Okay, how was it? Everything good?
What happened in there?
No, actually.
No, things are problems in there?
Did nothing come out? That's normally a problem we have.
Very minimal.
All right, well, boy.
Sorry for the details.
So anyway, do you girls live at home?
Shh.
Okay, so what you're telling me is you're going to go from home to L.A.
They're
going
to go to L.A. and be...
It's very cutthroat.
Well, my feeling is there's a lot of probably people out there...
I don't mind looking at myself.
...actresses who have trained, you know, their whole lives to be in show business.
I wish I did.
Hold on, stop the show. Jody has to look at herself
in the
mirror.
And it's funny as hell.
I'm checking out my gold tooth.
Yeah, you have a gold tooth, which I've
Jody,
seen.
Oh,
my cousin noticed it the other
it.
Day when I was
really?
Yawning. She goes, do you have a gold tooth?
How do you end up with a gold tooth? They don't really do that anymore.
I don't want to get into it.
Tell us, please.
Well, let's just say the missed call I got was from my dad, and he's part of the problem. I'm going under the blankets at this point.
Okay,
gold.
Go ahead. Yeah, go under the blankets.
Between the
headphones
is Jody and Jamie.
Her headphones weren't on. I'm sorry.
Now,
can you stop?
Did you get that gold tooth when you were trying out for a video for a Jay-Z video?
Yeah, what were you...
I'm actually
I'm
obsessed with her gold tooth. Yeah, I want to steal that fucking gold tooth.
If you
so
steal that
bad.
Gold tooth, I'm not going to have
whenever
any money.
Whenever she talks, all I do is stare at that gold tooth.
Yeah, but why do you have a gold? Seriously, I want to know why you have a gold tooth.
This is what happened.
Where, is it like your molar? What is it? Let me see.
I have never gotten a cavity, okay?
Okay.
So I miss one dentist appointment, like whoop-de-doo. Yeah, whoop-de-doo, I have a gold tooth. So what happened was I missed a dentist appointment like 2 months late. Now, suddenly I was having pain in my tooth, so my friend Brooke diagnosed my tooth, and she's like, you have a cavity. I'm like, great. She's like, I can see it. So we had to go get Orajal, put it on like every 2 hours because it was killing, and went to the dentist, and my dad was like, it will hold better if it's a gold one. I was like, oh.
Wait, you didn't even consult me. I could have told you. That
I know,
weird.
I'm an idiot. And I go, well, will people see it? No, 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 they won't see it like it's in the back of your mouth. And I'm thinking, well, I mean, okay.
If I can get my hands on that, I'll be set for
life. So anyways, he's like, the gold stays better. And the dentist is like, yeah, the gold, if you want. It actually did fall out once, which is besides
it
the
did?
Point. Yeah, it did. I almost was chewing
that.
A yellow gummy fish mixed with gold tooth surprise.
Sick.
But the gold,
my dad goes, thank God you didn't swallow that gold tooth.
The gold is very.
You owed him millions.
Well, it's good, Joel. They have a plan. When they go out to LA, they're going to sell her gold.
Sell
tooth.
Her gold tooth, and
right?
Make some money.
To make
someone
some money.
There, some Mexican out there is going to want it.
They're gonna
right.
jack you up and
they're
steal it, rip it out
the
of your
shit
mouth.
Out of you. We better
hey,
not.
Come here, papita.
You better talk really. With your mouth.
Come here,
more
mamacita.
On the side.
Do you want the gold tooth?
Hey, you want gold tooth? You piece of shit.
Anyways, yeah, I got a gold tooth.
Miraki, come here.
All right, everyone's got to say something about the gold tooth. Let's go around the room.
I find the gold tooth to be something out of the 1920s, and I...
Do you think it's attractive?
I mean, honestly, from right here, I can't see it.
I know. My dad's like, you can change it to porcelain veneers fake. I don't know what that means. You can change it to something different after. But
well, if you ever get rid of it, let me know.
I like it
you
now.
You have nice teeth, and that's why it's shocking
it's
that
random.
You have an old one.
You know what's even more shocking is I almost didn't have a gold tooth because I got kicked out of the first place that I was going to get my oral surgery from.
Oh, you got in big trouble.
I did. He
What'd
said, you are crying too much and screaming. You are scaring the patients away. You're going to have to see another doctor. And I was like, I'm sorry.
Well, that's
That was before she went into the operating theater.
That was
I'm terrible when I get into the lobby. Yeah. Oh, I'm horrible at the dentist. It's
Jamie,
my worst
what
place.
Are those boots?
You, oh,
they look nicer
they're like,
today.
They're old. They're old.
You have a different one that's like
that is
it.
Quite a heel, though, on that. Look at those boots, Corey.
Yeah.
It's a wedge.
Yeah.
Are you a drug mule? Because you could put like 3 kilos of heroin in
Yeah, that gives you an extra like 3 inches or
so.
Do
you guys notice that me and Jamie have the same legs?
We'll do a comparison here, yeah. I guess.
Hold on. Why don't you write a compare country?
Well, you know,
mine are a little more muscular.
Well,
Joel, get out the ruler.
Can I? Well,
yeah.
How would I?
Touch this muscle.
Oh, okay.
Jamie's are very shapely.
Oh, boy.
All right, hold on.
This one will never go on the website. Where do I touch the
muscle? Feel this muscle.
Yours are jello.
Feel this right here. It's
jello-based.
Right here.
Okay, that's...
Like right there.
I'm touching it right there.
It is really...
It is very solid and muscular.
Jamie's touched it a lot.
I know.
All right, that's nice.
Now, wait,
what about Jamie's leg? What is Jamie's leg?
Jamie's are good.
How muscular is Jamie's
leg? Can I touch Jamie's leg? It's okay. No. I love she's screaming and...
All right, now, you know what?
Look, it's
okay. We're going to do a double-blind study here.
I was going to scream, but I didn't want my gold tooth to show. Oh, wait, it needs to be flexed.
Flex her leg. She has
right
a big
here, right
quadriceps.
Here.
Let me show you the exact spot to touch.
Yeah, touch it right where there. Oh, boy. Those are good. Those are big.
And check out the calves.
And the calf. Let me check out the calf. God, this is so awful.
I have big calves. We are awful. Check out my little baby calf.
I'm just feeling Jody up now everywhere. This is really getting out of control. All right.
Feel my nice champion socks.
Champion socks.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I wouldn't mind a nice flex.
That is the hottest thing ever.
Is this great?
Let me tell you.
All right.
Well. There's nothing like a girl in leg, in athletic socks.
There's nothing like a girl in big socks.
My feet small? I hope.
Jamie.
What size are your feet, Jody?
They're big.
9.5
Yeah, why don't we give the guys full stats here? You want to do waist?
Now let's do measurements and
bra size.
I'll do boobs in there.
Boob size. What do you want to give? Because you're not ashamed of your boob size, right? what size boobs are we working at, Jody?
I don't know.
Come on, you got to know. I'll measure it right
now. I don't
know
how to measure.
Jody doesn't know, but I know what
you've got a bra size, for God's sake.
Yeah, you got a bra size. What is it?
Well, I'm wearing a sports bra now, so it's just large.
It's size large.
Yeah. Size okay. L. What does that mean?
Well, yeah, what?
Because I know there's like B, C, Z's, but if you get in an L, what does that mean?
You're not an L, though.
I'm an L.
No.
How are you an L?
It's an L in this.
Ellen.
It's large. That's what that means.
I have L.
The bra size. I know how you measure a bra. Do you know it? Can I tell you?
I just learned how to measure with a ruler when I was working.
You measure.
School.
I'll tell you how you measure. You measure around.
I knew I was measuring right because it's saying 8 inches. And
normal, but I had this conversation with
you
my
measure
mom tonight.
Around from your back around to the front of your nipples. And then you measure.
No, you cannot measure.
And then you measure. And then you measure underneath the breast along your chest.
Why do you know that?
And the difference is your cup size.
You're right.
See, there you go.
The difference is one cupcake.
It's
a big cupcake.
The difference. Am I right, Jamie? Did I at least get that right?
You're right. I'm
some
right.
Level.
I just learned.
You'd have to write that down. I have to review.
I think the number then is the first number, and then the second. The
Can
difference.
Can you stop pointing to?
I'm showing you on my boobs.
Personal. Boobs.
I would only be like about an A cup. I'm not very.
You
big
might be a B, actually. I'm just kidding.
Now, it's funny. I have size 36D.
Yeah, Corey has. Nuts. The biggest.
That's close to what I am.
No, those are my nuts. Just
Corey's nuts.
I don't think that's a real accurate measurement of.
Well, no, I do.
If you buy a cup,
I went up a cup size in the last 3 years.
He was jotting down some notes.
She was
walking in a place.
Yeah, do you want to do your song? Can you do your song? Now, it's called. Why don't we? Because Jody and I, we were talking about this the other day.
Okay.
You do a song in your live. Yeah, you were there too. Actually, you do a show at your live show. That I've seen. You do a song, and you're going to do it for us now. Maybe this will close the show. We'll see.
I don't want to ever close
the
show.
This might be the deal breaker.
You think so?
I wouldn't mind if we didn't close the show.
Well, we could keep the show going.
How about all night? Insomnia Radio.
And after hours.
I think there's going to be some bonus features.
There might be a bonus show here.
How about bloopers at the end?
Sure,
absolutely. All night long.
How about we've done 80 minutes of bloopers?
Yeah.
What if the show was 1 minute and the bloopers was like 2 hours?
How about we... Well, when you guys leave, Corey and I are going to do the real show. That
we're not leaving.
That where we talk about what was on TV last night, and this will be our
secret. We're not leaving.
Okay, well, whatever.
I wouldn't mind some more champagne, to be quite frank.
I don't have any more champagne. Do you have champagne? Well, there's white wine in the fridge.
He moved as quick as a button.
Are you going to get wine?
And he's out.
And he's out.
The cups are here. Bring the.
And he's out.
But you got to get a great husband.
You got to get a honey. You got to get a wine a court an opener and stuff.
No, it's already open. Oh, we finished.
The champagne is gone, honey.
I had one.
No, honey.
Yeah, sorry.
Why are we drinking champagne? All right, anyway?
Corey's gone now. Now we can get down to business. All right. No.
Ooh, something smells good out in the hall.
This might be my brownies, or maybe my roommate was cooking.
Actually, my throat.
Can
you guys
have a little brownie piece now?
We'll get you
a
brownie
trust
piece.
Them a little bit
I'll get Corey. Corey will just be a waiter.
I was
nervous
that
my
they
throat
would
hurts.
Be.
Okay, because you're talking loud. You're talking a long time. You need to keep it lubricated, yeah.
I'm so sorry.
I feel too
No, it's fine to talk, but it's like you need to... I have a glass of wine.
Can I have some brownie? I really need some
All right,
brownie.
We'll get you some brownie.
Can you tell him to get me some brownie?
When he comes back in, I'll send him out for brownie. Pause this.
What's his name?
Don't you know my roommate? How do you know her? That was interesting because my roommate, I said I have some girls coming over for the show, and I said to her, I said, maybe you might know these girls because they're like your age, and they went to Michigan State
you did?
Like she did.
Oh.
And she said no.
And no, she said she didn't. Well, I didn't tell her who you were.
Oh.
And then you walked in, and you're like, that. Jamie, whatever your name. Like,
yeah.
She was like, she knew you.
She knew me.
How does she know you?
Oh, I don't really want to get it. It's a little personal.
No, I mean, just in a general sense.
No, just like from...
Through people.
Like through mutual friends.
But you knew each other in college.
Yeah, we know each other.
Okay, well, that's
good. She's nice.
Very nice girl.
Okay, well, that's good.
But I haven't seen her in a while. It's funny. You know, yeah. You walk in a random house and you don't expect to
and
see
you. And
you
expected
you
to see me, but not her.
I didn't even expect to see you.
Okay, well, yeah. You're lucky you saw me because who knows who we'd have walked in.
It was just going to be us.
Well, you know, it could have been...
Empty house, me and Jody.
Why do you have a lot of all access passes. How do you have those?
Oh, do you want to know? That's my other job. I've never told you my other job is
what
I don't want
to. I am I work. I am part. I do some shows with the Insane Clown Posse.
I'm you know what that is? Is this?
Do you know what that is? Yes, it's on. It's on completely. Do you know what that is? Do you know who you are? It's totally working. I
circus?
Can hear you. It's totally, you're making okay.
Cirque
stop! Stop hitting it.
Sorry.
Do you know who the Insane Clown Posse is?
Yeah, you.
Well, I perform with them.
Are you a clown? Jody?
Yeah, I am, actually.
Oh, I'm scared of clowns.
Really?
Okay, well, I'm not the clown today.
No, I'm scared of clowns.
Okay, that's fine. I'm not the clown.
No,
so
I'm scared of clowns.
But I'm not the clown.
I'm scared of clowns.
You know me, and you're not afraid of me.
Yeah,
you're afraid of clowns.
I want my brownie.
But that's why I have an all-access pass over there from them. I work with them a couple times.
Can I have a brownie?
The Corey Brownies.
Brownies.
Brownies, Corey.
He's taking a while.
You guys were afraid of the brownies that I made. You guys walked in and went like... I don't know if I trust the brownie. I think
trust
you
it
said
now
that.
That I've been
Jamie said
shady
that.
I want salty food, not sweet.
Maybe the brownie thing is like you don't trust it because is that part of your psychosis thing?
Oh,
maybe
you're right.
You think
you're
that
right.
you're not trusting of me
no,
and
I'm
that
not
I would
trusting.
Do something bad to you?
I'm exhausted.
Oh, I forgot I have hypochondria too.
I'm gonna give you,
forgot to mention
salty
it.
Things.
Wait, in your closet?
Why is it in your closet, sir?
Because I don't know.
That's not normal.
What is that? Pretzels?
Yeah, you want pretzels?
It's okay,
she
but
was
I don't
passing
know.
Out the
they're
snack.
I wouldn't mind if you had some dip with that.
Do you have Ruffles and French onion dip?
I know.
What are those twists?
Thank you.
I
do like these.
I want the brownies more.
Corey, brownies. We
Where's
brownie request.
That took a really.
He's
long
got look. He's got a tub of brownies under his arm.
Oh!
Look at him.
Yeah, I'm so. Happy.
And those were just for him. He didn't even know you wanted them.
Take one.
But
like
these girls
matzah.
Want brownies.
It tastes like matzah?
Like exactly.
I
it tastes like matzah?
It tastes like matzah.
Passover's coming, so it does.
No, exactly.
Try it.
Oh my god, that's not normal.
No, I know.
Can I
what
break
is this?
This off, or do you want the whole thing?
I want to break it myself.
Okay, go ahead. Break it yourself. And then I just don't want a big
one. Oh, you know, these taste buttery, too.
Yeah,
are these
the
buttered pretzels?
The pretzels are buttery. Yeah.
I'm going to set this on my pants.
Do you
is
want
that okay?
Brownie, Jody?
No, thanks.
All right, so we were getting down to how they know my roommate, and you
and
guys have song. To you guys have to do your song, but you guys can eat
folks,
your brownie.
You're listening
first.
To the last broadcast of the radio show.
It's been a nice 4 years, and with this we leave. So,
oh, you know what?
Episode 216, the final show.
They're good.
They're buttery braided twist pretzels.
Oh, Kroger brand.
Oh no, not that bad for you.
No. No.
Look at these.
They're kicking back.
Hey, girls, this is the most relaxed guest we've ever
had. Peanut butter in these brownies.
There's peanut butter in the brownies.
Can you guys just admit we're like the coolest girls you've ever met? Most people admit
you're
it.
You're pretty cool.
Way up there on the list. Top five.
Yeah. Well, me and Corey have a list. It's a private list. We keep it. It's like Schindler's List. We keep it written down.
Watch
somewhere.
It.
I know. It's not a Jew thing. We haven't even gotten into your Judaism. Can we get into that?
That's how we know we're going to be famous and very
much.
Yeah, we're Jewish. We got money. I got a gold tooth.
She's got a gold tooth. Of course she's a Jew.
Yeah, hello. My dad's like, you got to get a gold tooth, honey. You got to get a gold tooth. Wait, that's actually funny.
Would it impress you?
I could use that for something. My dad forced me into getting a gold tooth. He's like, you know, you're going to embarrass everyone else. If you don't get a gold tooth, our family is going to be really embarrassed.
The name will be ruined.
We've had a lot of shiks. We've had a lot of shiksas in the studio, and none of them have partied like you.
Your last name, Goldberg, will be ruined if you get a silver tooth. I think this could go somewhere.
See, I'm a goyim. I got porcelain.
I have some mood lighting
see what
in
I mean?
My car. Should I go get
no,
that?
No, we're fine. Okay. We're good.
I
wouldn't mind it. I wouldn't mind it.
Okay. Here's the thing.
Oh, my God. These are good.
The Bluetooth thing is funny.
It is. That's funny. You can make if you make fun of yourself in comedy, that's always a good thing. I'm a Jew. I got a gold tooth.
What else? Okay, if you make fun of yourself, you are now telling me the stuff, which just means you're making fun of me.
No, but I mean, I make fun of myself on stage. I tell lots of jokes about myself, which you can hear at the All-Star Comedy Club, April 16th and 17th.
Wow, good promo.
What do you say we go into bonus time, Joel?
We
go into overtime.
Oh, we're well done.
Oh, wait, aren't me and Jody going to sing?
Yeah, you are, but you're eating pretzels
well, what
and brownies.
How about
though?
We make that episode 216?
You guys, well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you guys sing, and then we'll... maybe we'll sign off and see. Maybe we'll do something else. But go. Are you guys ready? Or are you still
eating
pretzels?
Maybe we'll do something else.
Wait a minute.
Jamie, okay.
Be here if I have a cup.
Give me a minute.
Jamie's eating pretzels.
Still
chewing. A couple lard.
Pretzels and wine.
The girls are still laying in the bed here. We have a bed here in the Corey and Joel studio.
Which is
setup.
Normal, I would say.
It's like the Beatles. They wheeled one in for Yoko.
I think you have a studio in the back.
You know, during
the studio.
During the Let It Be sessions.
We're having a bed in.
We're having a bed in.
A bed in for ratings.
Jody and Jamie, let it be. And when we came to the Joel and Corey show, or the Corey and Joel show, we do it both.
I forget who's who. I feel terrible. I'm sorry.
They both are wearing shirts. They both are wearing pants. That's why we are confused.
All right, I'll take care of that.
All right, wait a minute. We can
okay, all right. That was quick.
I don't think so. Okay.
Think so.
Me and Jody are going to get into our song.
Yeah, you got to get into your song here. So
I think I spilled a little.
That's fine. That's okay. He likes it. Oh, he's getting a little nervous.
I know. I saw.
No, she's spilling on her cheek.
He's like, don't ruin my equipment.
No, it's okay.
You dumb bitches.
All right. Okay.
I got the whole bottle right here.
Corey's got the whole bottle. He's ready to spill the whole thing.
Good. Great. Okay.
Okay. By the way, I want Jamie to... I'm sorry. I interrupt her lap. She likes it. She's accepting of it. She hates it, but she doesn't ever tell me. But if I want her to say something, instead of saying, go ahead, I just say, G-A.
Oh,
it means go ahead.
All right, well.
Other, a.k.a. Gah. You can also say Gah.
Jamie's just waving her.
We're going to get some shorthand on our show,
Joel.
We're going to
get some shorties.
What do you think?
STFU.
Yeah, right.
Well, the name of the song is S-R-S.
Which is...
Okay. We actually wrote this song when we were working together at a religious school. We were teaching, and we decided to make it up. We were in college at the time.
Had a guitar.
I have a guitar, but you go ahead.
And this is part of a little variety show we like to do. We can't play the guitar.
I could accompany him, but no, I'll let him go.
Is that the thing in tune?
Probably not, but I can accompany him.
What usually happens is we
both... Rock band guitar.
Are we both going to sing it?
I think
we'll do our parts.
Well,
Corey will play Rock Band with you.
Yeah. Do you want to play? You want to simulate playing? You can, you know, give a little prop.
I can play the drums.
What's the point? No one can see.
Okay.
Why would you simulate?
We can see.
Okay. Ta-da. So basically, I play kind of a kid in the class, and she plays the teacher, and she does really good dance moves. You can catch it on YouTube.
Yeah, you have to see it on YouTube.
You can look at my Facebook. You can see the pictures from the video.
Oh, yeah. The video will be
edited soon. And I'm on the video, too, because I introduced you guys.
That's true.
For the record.
Right, but I want to show you. We're actually going to be putting together, it's not up yet, but we just filmed on Friday a music video for the song.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, how did that turn out?
Really good. Okay, you'll see that when you see the pictures, you're going to love it.
So these girls have a song about
ape shit.
You're gonna
being in school. Jamie is the student. Jody is the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called
Sexual Religious School.
Sexual Religious School.
AKA SRS.
Okay, the first live musical performance, I think, in the history. There's something like that.
I'm going to sit up for this. Joe, okay, that's fine. Continue lying. I'm
you're
not
gonna,
sure.
You're gonna, okay, that's fine. Oh. Do what you got to do. Get comfortable.
This is part of our props.
Okay, the pretzels are part of our props.
G-F-Y.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I know.
G-A.
Go ahead.
She was walking into class and they're staring at her ass as the chalk goes to the board. Now she's scrambling for a pen and she's checking out the men. She wants to throw them to the floor. Unbutton my blouse. Oh, snap, there goes my bra. Unzip my skirt. You can't tell Mom what you saw.
It's a sexual religious school. It's sexual.
It's sexual.
It's a sexual religious school. It's sexual.
It's sexual.
Now her skirt is getting loose while she's reading Dr. Seuss, and the cat is out of the hat. Now she's passing out the snack as she's staring at her as they're staring at her rack. It's time to start the video.
Oh, feature presentation, my burning bush, coming soon to this classroom.
It's a sexual religious school. It's sexual.
It's sexual.
It's a sexual religious school. It's sexual.
It's sexual.
Now her student's name was Zach. She was rubbing his nutsack while he was jotting down some notes.
Ooh. And then there's Johnny D. He is so good to me. Really skilled with his PowerPoint. Ooh. When I applied to work there, I
Show
didn't know
she'd have the starring role in a holy porno. It's a sexual religious school. It's sexual.
It's sexual.
It's a sexual religious school. It's sexual.
It's sexual.
Her pussy gets so wet, you can't
do
it.
Oh, that was...
Wow.
I'm applauding that one. Wow. I hope everyone at home and...
Bravo.
I hope you're...
I don't even know what it was. I'm signing them.
They're standing
up on...
I'm starting
a record label just to sign them right now.
They're standing up on the tram right now, Corey. I'm telling you.
Fuck you, Club Bart, second time we perform, you pieces of shit.
Okay, look, Club Bart can be a tough room, but this room...
tough crowd.
This crowd here, our fans...
Yeah, they're
going to
love you at the Comedy Store.
Well, if you do that at the Comedy Store, I see only big things. I see only big
How long you been doing comedy, Joel?
Almost 10 years.
Yeah.
Wait, Joel,
yeah.
Can we do it there?
Where? At the Comedy Store?
Yeah,
oh,
we're not
they'll let
sure.
you do whatever you want. Sure.
I know, but do you think we'll get a round of applause?
Well, you know, the Comedy Store sometimes is a lot of straight stand up, but, you know.
Oh, so that might be fun.
Well, I mean,
what
I
you
think
saying is they're not ready for
you know
a lesbian.
I don't
act.
Care. We'll
they
call
have,
it a variety show, and we'll
you
be
could
set.
Do a, you yeah. could do a sketch. I think that would be allowed. You probably only get like 3 minutes.
We do. Oh,
so
right.
you don't, you know, you don't get a lot of time.
We're two should, people,
I
so
think,
we can get.
I
sex.
Think you guys should work on off Broadway, like Warren.
Yeah, like
the Warren community.
Yeah, that's.
I hate
off
to say
Broadway.
This, but we tried it and we didn't get in.
Oh, you're right.
So you guys, but you know, I think the thing is this: if you want to be in show business, if you want to make it, you got to audition for a lot of things. You're going to go out for things that are awful.
Just munching
pretzels. You're going to be part of, you know, maybe
you're making me sick.
Maybe you'll do some bad. You'll do some bad films. You'll do
popcorn
some
feel.
Some bad plays. You'll do some bad internet.
That's
podcasts.
The sickest thing. I'm nodding and my head to these things.
You'll get a job at Hot Dog at the Stick at the Sherman
right.
Oaks Galleria.
Maybe we'll get a job at Pink's.
Well, they, whatever you do,
it's
you
hard
end
to get
up,
into Pink's. You got
to
get a resume.
You know,
to Pink's.
For real.
Yeah, whatever you do, you always end up doing things that are all. Everything just all leads up to when you really get your break in show business.
When will it be?
Well, you know, it's hard to say.
Can I break you
with you girls.
I don't know what are you wearing.
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
I'm wearing this.
Who said to me today you have to sleep your way to the bottom? Was that you?
It was them. It was their show.
I asked you.
Oh, right.
I asked
and
you
me
if
Jamie
you wanted to
agreed.
Sleep your way to the bottom.
Yeah, we agreed.
Second show.
Amy and I were yumming each other. I go, I would sleep my way to the bottom. She's like,
well,
I'm like, we probably would.
You're halfway
and
there.
And we'd end
right
up
now.
At the bottom because we're
listen,
idiots.
Yeah. I love you.
Amy wouldn't mind.
It's okay.
Wait. Bottom.
Jamie, you can be on top if you'd like. That's fine with me. I would.
I'd prefer to be with Jody wherever we are.
Well, fine. Anyway, listen.
Yeah, she really
works
likes
for
me.
Us.
Yeah, you can be on the bottom or the top. It's really
guys.
Just
we'll
fun.
Take anything.
Yeah, we're
it's wait, romantic.
It is.
I romantic. Was just gonna say, can I now be the buttons instead of real buttons? Can I be them?
Like, what do you want to say,
Jamie? Jamie and I will take anything.
Well, we could have some Jody.
They'll take anything.
Bow bow bow.
Well, Corey, I think we're at 93 minutes here. Corey,
that so is why don't not we, normal.
Why don't I say goodbye? Anything else we need to plug?
Why don't
here?
We edit this?
I can think of a couple things
up.
To plug. And, what is your website? JodyBeals.com?
Yeah. Jamie's got one, too.
It's JAMURZ468. If you search that
that's
into
on
YouTube,
YouTube. Yes, YouTube.
Yeah, if you search YouTube, JAMURZ468, I will show up lip singing many songs.
If you search JODIBEALS.
I get really funny comments like, I hate your guts, you I want
to
kill
what's
you.
What's the number for you to call and show up at my apartment singing songs? what's that number?
You could do a singing telegram. You might be good at that. You ever
it's
thought
sexual.
Of that?
Hey, I'm here. It's sexual.
Happy birthday. Yeah, yeah.
Actually, all me right. and Jamie want to sing that. A really quick parting song.
Can you,
if
can
you
okay. play sure. us out with sexual podcast?
Yeah. We didn't even know
the Corey
that
and
we
Joel
were
going to
be
song.
Here and we're going to sing a song.
Okay,
we found out about this recently.
Let's go ahead.
Discovered. We're going to just sing a parting song.
Okay. Yes.
Go ahead. We're going to say goodnight after this, girls, but go ahead.
Okay.
The floor is yours. Go ahead.
We didn't know, we just didn't know,
yeah.
that this would be the night.
It's the night you won't forget.
It's close to California time, and it's getting late.
It's getting so late, it's so, so late.
If Jamie didn't say that it was so, so late, we wouldn't even know that it was so, so late.
You wouldn't have known, you wouldn't have known.
Oh, no. Thank you for repeating yourself.
I'm sorry. Sometimes I can be a broken record.
Thank you for repeating yourself.
No problem.
Thank you for repeating your problem.
No problem.
When you went to the psych today, you didn't even know you would be talking about it on a radio show.
I didn't know, but I'm so happy we're on the radio show. It's a podcast. It's not really a radio show.
I am sorry. I am sorry. I am so, so sorry.
Wow, that's wonderful. That's
wow,
Corey. We should do a musical send off to them.
I think that's our new theme.
That's
song.
Our new theme song.
Yeah.
It's a radio
we
show.
We are sorry.
We're back.
Sorry.
We're back.
We are sorry. 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 And the power is off.
It's back again. It's back again.
No, everything's
la,
fine.
La, la 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 la. It's Passover. It's Passover in just 2 days. La 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 la.
It's Passover.
We are Jewish. We are Jewish. We are Jewish. Ay 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 ay.
I fail. I don't know what to say. I fail.
I don't know what to say. I fail. We don't know what to say. I don't even know if these mics are on today. Cut. Cut. I think you're doing a song that says cut. Cut. I think you're doing a song that says cut. I don't care if you cut me with a knife.
I don't care if you stripe a pipe.
I don't care if you give us a brownie.
We used to have a show.
It was a very...
we could control.
Yeah.
We are the champions,
my friend.
And then we met these girls.
Yeah.
We
used to have
a couple crazy hoes.
Till the end.
We used to talk to Steve Sabo.
Love, love,
but
we
now,
do.
You know I love you.
Oh, me and Jamie do a funny thing. It's called
really?
Song
Mismatch.
It's called Song Mismatch. This is how it goes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'll sing a song.
Oh,
like,
this is good.
All right. Go ahead, no, go ahead.
So this will be the song. It'll be like.
Yes, we're singing out with this.
I love rock and Joel. In the jukebox, no! Baby.
Jody, it's rock and roll.
For me, Joel.
You idiot. Let me do one too.
Okay, Jamie, it's your turn.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Jamie, it's not Christmas.
For me, Christmas.
Ah!
Oh boy.
To the Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Good night, everybody.
Cool Whip. Yeah, I don't think we can really bring a, you know.
To the Cool Whip.
Sing us on out, girls.
I think we just turn the mics
off.
To the
Cool Whip.
To the Cool Whip.
Here we go. Here we go.
Okay, introduce me, would you?
It's
Joe's
Syndrome. All right, Corey.
Yeah.
It's been a hell of a show.
It sure has.
I want to thank you for being a part of it.
I want
like to
thank
you,
Jody and Jamie,
for buying a bottle of Chuck, $2 Chuck.
Yeah, $2 Chuck, which is
good job.
This I'd show like is fueled you. By cheap champagne and Charles Shaw wine. But Jody and Jamie, thank you. We've already plugged all their stuff.
And you can see them on YouTube.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to show 120, 116. Although it seems like it's been six shows.
With one last note, I want to say.
More
We used to be
Jody
edgy,
and Jamie.
But Jody was just too curvy.
We
and now I think I've got scurvy. Good night, everybody.
We had a. We used to talk to Geechee Guy, but now it's Jody and Jamie. All right. Good night, everybody.
No longer what you ask. Strange.